This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, we are here to be your how-to expert. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to tackle around your house, you're in the right place. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or simply go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Hey, here's our first story for today's show. It's a fun one because even though we call lumber that we use for building homes 2x something, you know, 2x4, 2x6, 2x8, did you guys know that it actually measures a lot less than that? So we thought we might share why you may not actually be getting what you pay for when you buy your 2x lumber.
All right. And also ahead, we get a lot of questions about how to clean tile grout, which always seems to look great the day you put it in, and then it never looks as good ever again. It gets dirty, it gets drab, it's just gross. We're going to share a solution that can restore that new grout brightness.
And if you've been chipping away at a lot of ice this winter, we'll share a trick of the trade to help make it disappear, especially when it freezes a garage door shut. And that happens surprisingly often. I hear about it all the time. So we're going to tell you how to unstick your garage door.
All right. But most importantly, guys, we want to know how we can help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So reach out to us right now, or really anytime a DIY dilemma comes to mind. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kayla in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Just got married and moved into a new home, and it already had a Honeywell whole home humidifier installed in it, and it seemed like a dream come true. I thought it was going to be amazing, but we have 100-amp service, and every now and then our breaker will trip, and you don't even know downstairs unless you're down there. And I've gone down a couple times, and the basement is flooded, and it floods, like, over into the other room, like, into the where I eventually want to lay carpet and have, like, a family room.
Is that because the dehumidifier condensate pump stops working?
I'm not sure what it is. There's, like, an overfill thing for it, and I'm assuming it's supposed to lead to a drain, but the drain is in the laundry room, which is in the opposite direction.
Okay, so when everything is working correctly, this dehumidifier is going to take moisture out of the air, drop it into a reservoir, which you either have to empty or it will pump out somewhere. Usually, if it's got a condensate pump associated with it, it can pump up sort of against gravity, and there's a clear plastic tube that goes out and leads to a drain somewhere or even outside the house. If you have a power failure, you know, it's not going to work, and it might actually start to leak maybe back into that room where you are. Of course, the dehumidifier is not working at that time, so it's not going to leak for long, but I could see how it could create a bit of a puddle. So your problem is not so much with the dehumidifier, but why you're having a problem popping these breakers. Now, 100-amp service is actually a pretty darn good service, and it frequently doesn't get the respect it deserves. When these breakers pop, it's not usually because you're pulling more than 100 amps. It's because whatever circuit you have this particular dehumidifier on needs to be improved, perhaps by adding an additional circuit. But the service for the house should be fine.
Okay. It does have the clear hose that leads outside.
That's what's going on. When your power goes out, the pump stops working, and that's why it's leaking. Okay? So focus on getting this plugged into a circuit that is a little bit bigger than what you have right now. An electrician could help you sort this out, but it's not a big deal to add an additional circuit just for that device.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got AJ on the line who's dealing with a newish house, about 9 years old, and it seems to be getting a lot of movement and some cracks are forming. What's going on?
There are now some cracks starting to show up in a few places, and the front door is jammed. It does not open, and various places, the large screws and nails are starting to show up on the wall. I have a feeling that the house is shifting. I don't know why, because it's only 9 years old, and I was wondering if you have seen or heard anything like that and what you might be able to recommend to me.
So, AJ, the fact that you've been there for 9 years, I presume it's you that have been in the house for 9 years and are seeing this now, means there may be something new happening that's causing this kind of movement. Certainly a door that sticks, a door that needs to be adjusted from season to season, not unusual. But if it's all happening at the same time, then I think it warrants deeper investigation. The fact that you've got walls that have nail pops, very, very common, even some cracks around openings, around where there's intersections of walls and ceilings and that sort of stuff, also very common. But again, since it's happening all at the same time, I think the best way to get into this and find out if there's something to be concerned of is for you to hire a professional home inspector to do an inspection of the house, of these areas, and give an opinion as to whether or not this is an active problem or not, or hire a structural engineer to do the same thing. That's the first question, is it active or is it just normal expansion and contraction? The other thing I would say to look out for is whether or not there's been some change, especially with respect to drainage around the house. Sometimes when you get a lot of water that accumulates around a foundation perimeter, even from something as simple as a perennially blocked gutter, that water gets under the foundation and allows some shifting to occur because the wet soil gives way and lets the building move more than it would if it was dry. That could be a contributing cause. But if it's nothing obvious like that, I would definitely call a professional and get it evaluated so that you'll know what to do. I can't really speculate today beyond that, but those are the typical reasons that these problems develop.
Heading to Florida, where Carolyn's on the line, has some rusty doors that need painting. How can we help you?
I'm needing to paint or fix my garage doors. They're metal, and I don't know what I have to do. They do have some rust on them, and so I guess I'm going to have to sand them down and treat them, but I just don't really know what to use on them.
So that's a pretty straightforward project. So the first thing you need to do is you need to sand off those rust spots, because you don't want to paint over the rust. So you want to sand them off. You use a very fine grit sandpaper for that. Probably something that's around 200, 300 grit, like an emery paper, will work well for that. And then next, you do need to prime them. I would recommend Rust-Oleum, and you can buy that, by the quart, by the gallon. You don't want to prime that whole door. And by the way, aside from sanding that rust spots, you want to lightly sand the whole door to make sure it's clean, because, again, you don't want to have anything in between that and the primer. Then you can use a Rust-Oleum primer on the entire door. And then on top of that, you're going to use, I would just stay with the Rust-Oleum line and use a top coat of color from there. It's a little tricky when you're dealing with garage doors. You have to sort of have them propped open a little bit, because otherwise the door, when it closes, it rubs against the weather stripping, and of course that mars up the paint finish. So you're going to have to sort of pick a day when it's warm enough where you can have that garage door open and let it dry. And just don't put it down all the way. If you leave it sort of suspended in the air about maybe halfway down, you'll probably be okay. I would work one side at a time. It's going to be a bit of a time-consuming project, but it's pretty straightforward, and it's not that difficult.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you ever picked up some lumber for a project that included 2x anything, you know, like a 2x4, 2x8, you know, all those things, did you notice that the wood actually measures much less than that?
Well, we're going to tell you what happens to all that missing wood you thought you paid for after this.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you guys enjoy all of The Money Pit tips and tricks that we share on the radio, well, we'd love to invite you to join us on The Money Pit Podcast.
Yep, you can catch up on past episodes and hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Eric in Michigan on the line, who's got a question during a construction project here about an eaves trough.
The question is eaves troughs, yes or no? When you're building, does it make a difference if it's on a concrete slab or if you have a basement? Just your thoughts whether to install eaves troughs or not.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, I've never heard this term before. What is an eaves trough? Do we have those here?
Yes. You say gutter, but in Michigan they say eaves trough.
The famous tomato gutter.
Tomato, yeah,
eaves trough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your question is, do I need gutters? And yes, you do. It doesn't matter if you're on a concrete slab or if you have a basement, because the gutters are going to manage the water to the foundation perimeter, which is important in both cases. Now, if you let a lot of water run off your roof, even if you're on a slab, you're going to find that as the soil gets very wet around the foundation, you'll have more settlement and get some cracking. And also, in some cases, if there's a heavy rainfall, you get so much water that because concrete is so hydroscopic, it absorbs water like crazy, it can actually pull that water up into the living space of your house. Now you got mold issues and everything else. So, yes, you do need gutters. And if you have basements, well, if you don't have gutters, you're just waiting for a flood to happen. You're ready for it because it's going to happen. So, yes, put gutters on the house, put downspouts on the house. Make sure they are extended at least – this is new construction, so I would say at least 4 or 5 feet away. And when they do the final grade, do a little bit higher of a grade than they are required to by code, because it settles, and it settles quickly. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen the minimum grade just turn flat, like within 6 months to a year. Now you got no drainage at all, and the water's just sitting there. So that water management is really, really important, Eric, and that's why I think you definitely should have eaves troughs around the roof edge of your house.
That's fancy. I'm going to start using that every day in my life. Oh, that eaves trough is overflowing.
Use that in a sentence in your general conversation.
Hey, kids, keep those tennis balls out of the eaves trough.
There you go. Well, guys, if you're just getting started in home improvement projects, you may be confused by the way lumber is sold, because you actually get a lot less wood than you think you paid for.
So, for example, let's say you're getting ready to build a shed and you purchased 2x4s to build the walls. Now, are you expecting that they actually measure 2 inches by 4 inches by whatever length you've got? Now, what you're going to find is that even though they are called 2x4, they actually measure 1 5/8 inches by 3 1/2 inches. And the same goes for a 1x6. You think you're getting a 1x6, but you're going to find that it really only measures 3/4 by 5 1/2 inches. So what the heck is happening to all that missing lumber that you thought you bought and you paid for?
Well, it's actually the effects of more modern lumber production. If you've ever seen a 2x4 in a really old house, you may notice it actually is 2 inches by 4 inches. But now when a tree is cut up to lumber today, those boards still start at about 2 inches by 4 inches, but when they're dried, which actually makes them stronger, and then planed to remove all the saw cuts, what you are left with is less. That 2x4 is now 1 5/8 by 3 1/2, and a 2x6 is 1 5/8 by 5 1/2, and so on.
Yeah, now the lumber industry uses two forms of measurement. It's dimensional and it's nominal. Dimensional is the size of the board when it's first milled at the lumber yard, and the nominal size is after it's dried and planed, and it's what you ultimately find in the lumber yard.
But the good news is that the length, well, that's always the length. So an 8-foot 2x4 is really 8 feet long, but 1 5/8 inches thick and 3 1/2 inches wide. Well, except, there's always an exception, right? Because if you buy something called a 2x4 stud, which is actually 93 inches. Any guesses why, Leslie, that is not 96 inches when you buy a 2x4 stud? 93, 3 inches short, basically.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. When you buy a stud, if it's called a 2x4 stud, it's actually 93 inches long. And here's why. Because it's designed to build a wall with, and the top and bottom sill, so the top horizontal piece of the wall and the bottom horizontal piece, is going to make up for that additional 3 inches and give you an 8 foot tall wall, which happens to be the same size as the drywall you're going to attach to it. So, yes, if you buy a stud, it's actually shorter than just buying an 8-footer.
All right, I love it. Making things easy.
Or not.
Heading out to Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, where Deb's on the line. So I've heard about ring around the collar. I've heard about ring around the tub. But you've got a ring around the sink? What's going on?
My problem is that I have a bathroom counter combination sink that's beautiful. It's creamy yellow. I love it. Nothing's wrong with it, except right around the drain is this ugly black that won't come off. And my husband says we might have to just replace the whole thing. I said that's ridiculous. Everything's perfect except that spot. There's got to be something to use. He mentioned something like a lime away. We haven't tried anything yet. But it's, like I said, just a ring around the drain part. Everything else in the sink is perfect. I hate to get rid of the whole thing for that. There's got to be something. Even if we have to sand it or something, maybe there's a new product to get rid of that black. But it's really a shame because everything else is perfect.
Yeah, Deborah, I know what you're talking about. And what happens is that that is the area of the sink with a composite sink, which is pretty sure what you're referring to, where it really wears. The finish on the sink wears, and then over the years, you get just sort of the dirt and the grime that embeds itself into that space. Sometimes you get a reaction between the metal drain that's there and the sink itself. It's funny, you mentioned sanding. I think if it's you've done all this sort of over-the-counter products attempts, I mean, I would try CLR maybe just to make sure you check that off the list. That's the calcium lime rust remover. But I would try that. I would also try an oxygenated bleach. But if those two things don't work, you could consider disconnecting the drain, basically pulling that all out, and then seeing if you could abrade some of that dark area away with some steel wool. I don't think sandpaper will work, but it would allow you to have a better shot at it. And then when you put it back together, make sure you use a new drain connection from the top side, because you will stop getting any additional deterioration. And you might even consider one that's slightly wider. If it has slightly wider lip on that metal drain, that would actually cover the old black, which is probably forming between the drain itself and the sink. So there's a couple of ideas for you. Hopefully one of those will straighten this problem out without you having to replace the entire thing.
Tuan in Nebraska is on the line with some help on an insulation project. What can we do for you?
The home is built in 1935, and I'd like to insulate the exterior walls. What would be the best way to do that, either foam or blow-in insulation?
So you are confident that there's no insulation in those exterior walls right now, Tuan?
There's none in there. I'm very confident.
So because we don't want to have you open up all the walls, probably the best thing to do is to do blown-in insulation. That could be blown in from the interior or from the exterior, depending on where you would like to patch it. To blow in insulation, they drill holes that are about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter, and then usually you use cellulose that's blown in under a slight pressure. And it's important to work with a company that's very experienced with the product, because they have ways to make sure it gets to all the spaces it's supposed to get to, and accounts for settling of it. For example, one of the ways to do that is after the insulation is installed, they'll use an infrared camera to basically scan all your walls and look for cold spots. That would indicate a place where insulation did not get to. So I think blown-in is the way to go with that thermal verification.
Okay. So ask for a thermal verification.
Yeah, and it really shouldn't be anything extra. It should just be part of their tools, because otherwise, how do they know they're getting insulation everywhere it should be? I would also tell you to make sure you double-check the amount of insulation you have in your attic, because as uncomfortable you think you might be because of those walls, they are actually responsible for a very small part of the heat loss compared to the attic. So you want to make sure that the insulation overhead in your part of the country is like 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tuan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here this hour at the Money Pit. Coming up, there's no doubt about dirty grout. It's got to go. We're going to share how you can restore or even replace that gross grout next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Where Home Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you guys have a project that you are tackling perhaps inside this winter season? Well, reach out to us with any questions. We'll help you make it easier, get it done quicker, and make sure it gets done right. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Darlene in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Remodeling a bathroom into a laundry room because there was no laundry room there and three bathrooms. So I put the stick-on linoleum squares on the floor, which was probably a mistake, but it's all down. And now I notice on the edges it's starting to, like, pull up just a little bit. It's fine in the middle, but around the edges. And so I was wondering, should I use a silicone around, like kind of pull them up a little bit, put silicone around there, or like a water-based sealant of some kind? I just didn't know quite what to do if we put the washing machine in there and there was a leak, and then I was afraid the whole floor would come up or something.
So do you think if you kept pulling the tiles, they would all come up completely?
I think the reason why the sides are, maybe the floor isn't quite even on the edges or something. I'm just thinking that maybe it wasn't quite even, and it's not every side, but just part of it, right where the washer's going to be, as a matter of fact.
Well, look, if you were to be able to lift up those edges and add a tile adhesive underneath that, a regular floor tile adhesive, the kind of tile adhesive that you would use if you were laying down these vinyl tiles from scratch, and then you weighted it while it dried, that would probably be the best chance you got of preventing it from coming back up again. But I got to tell you that it's been my experience that once these seams start to go, you fix one and two more pop up. So this might be something you're chasing. And if it's only a small area, what you could also consider is basically replacing the vinyl floor with laminate floor. You know, just a small amount of laminate flooring won't be that expensive, and it can be laid down right on top of that vinyl floor. Laminate floors will float. They don't need to be attached. They sort of lock together, and they will lay down on top of that. You know, you'd put a saddle in where you, like, hit the doorways and that kind of stuff, but that would give you a really durable floor. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, that'd be better than pulling it all up. That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, tile grout is a pretty durable material for sealing the spaces between your tiles, but while it always looks clean and bright when you first put it in, it definitely climbs that gross scale pretty quickly thereafter. Now, the good news is that cleaning it is totally a DIY project, and it definitely can change the entire feel of the bathroom. I mean, it really brightens up the space. Now, grout gets dirty from mold, mildew, soap scum. So the first step to cleaning it is to pick the right type of grout cleaner for your tile. And there's two types, acidic and non-acidic. But choosing the right one doesn't depend on how dirty the grout is. It's based on that type of tile that you've got around the grout.
Well, that's right. So if the tile is your typical glazed tile, acid-based cleaners are okay. So opt for a good quality commercial tile cleaner and apply it with a stiff bristle brush or a non-metallic scouring pad. Be sure to wear safety glasses to keep those cleaners from spraying in your eyes as you scrub. Now, for unglazed tiles, these are very attractive, but they're definitely hardest to keep clean. It calls for a natural cleanser. So a paste of baking soda and water works well when applied with a softer medium bristle brush. And finally, for natural stone, don't use those acid-based cleaners, which can damage the surfaces of marble, granite, travertine, limestone, terrazzo, other natural materials. You can definitely use a non-acid-based cleaner or that natural paste method.
Now, with any of these, here's a tip. You want to pick up a grout brush. For a few dollars, it's going to save you a ton of time. It's a stiff bristle brush. It's shaped to get into those crevices that hold the grout, and it's got a comfortable handle, so you're not going to get worn out before the dirt leaves the grout, because it is going to be a lot of elbow grease here to get that grout clean. You're going to need to follow the directions of the grout cleaner, but it's usually the best to work from the top down, cleaning and rinsing and working in small areas at a time. I mean, it's okay to do a little bit and, come back the next day too, but always make sure you wash away the cleaner in the area that you've been working on.
Yep, and once your tile is bright again, let's keep it that way, shall we? And the way you do that is by applying a grout sealer. Now, silicone-based sealers are best. I suggest waiting a day or two for the grout to thoroughly dry and then apply the sealer. This way it will soak in nicely. And by the way, it's also a good time to take a look at your bathroom vent fan. New ones can be automatically operated by a humidistat, so after a shower, they'll stay on long enough to vent out all that excess moisture so it doesn't settle on the tile and lead to quicker mold or mildew growth.
All right, now we've got Sue from Ohio on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, we had a wooden wheelchair ramp built for my father, and it was the treated lumber, and wanted an idea or what product we could use to kind of keep the ice and the snow off of there without damaging the wood.
You know, there are different types of salts that can be effective as to prevent snow and ice. What you want to do, though, is make sure that you not use sodium chloride or rock salt. You want to use calcium chloride. Calcium chloride is less corrosive. It has less of an impact on plants and on pets, but does just as good a job of keeping the snow and the ice off. What I would suggest is you take this calcium chloride and you mix it up with playground sand, the kind of sand that you might put like in a sandbox, and create sort of a mixture that you can keep handy so that whenever you do get a little bit of ice and snow, you can spread the salt sand mixture down and keep that ramp clear.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, good luck with that project, Sue. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We love the winter, and one of the very basic joys of wintertime is, of course, getting stuck in your garage, obviously. We're going to tell you how to get out in one piece after this.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, did you know The Money Pit is available by podcast, which has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts?
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. You can download us for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got David from Ohio on the line who needs some help making paint stick. I know it's a tricky subject here, but sometimes it really just doesn't want to. What's going on?
I have questions about redwood siding. I have an older home built in the 50s. Paint has a hard time staying on the place. I've removed most of the paint, and I'm coating it with a Kiehl's exterior oil base primer. I was hoping to find what a good top coat paint would be for that.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're doing the right thing by priming that siding. Now, if it hadn't been painted, we would have told you to use solid color stain and not paint, because solid color stain, as it wears, as it ages, it sort of fades out. Paint, as you've experienced, as it wears, can tend to peel off. But the fact that you've prepped it and now have used a solvent-based Kiehl's primer on the whole thing, I think that was a really smart thing to do, because that is what gives you that it sort of locking sort of adhesion quality. Now, on top of that, in terms of paint quality, I would recommend a good quality paint, and by that I mean probably Sherwin-Williams or maybe Benjamin Moore, two very good brands. Within those brands, you're going to have choices as well. I always find, I usually go to the local Sherwin store near me, because the guys in there always know a lot about the different variations of paint product that the company makes and can give me a really good recommendation. So I think as long as you stick with those name brands, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't wait too terribly long between the primer and the paint, though, because you don't want that. The primer is not designed to stand up to weather, and you want to get it on as soon as weather will permit.
Now, here's a quick tip for a chili problem. If you've been chipping away a lot of ice this winter season, you may know that that ice can also freeze a garage door shut. If you find yourself frozen in, first try disconnecting that automatic garage door opener and then try opening it manually. If that doesn't work, don't force it, or you could definitely damage that door. Go ahead and spray a lock de-icer along the bottom of the door. And if you don't happen to have one, you can use WD-40 as a de-icing agent, because that's, you know, another one of its many uses.
Now, you can also pour lukewarm water along the base and then slide a putty knife along the bottom to break away any remaining ice between the door and the concrete floor. It always amazes me how that seam is so, like, contact cement-like, you know, between the frozen rubber to the concrete. It just really takes a good effort to break it free when it happens. So now you're good to go.
Heading up north to New Hampshire, where we've got Catherine on the line, who's got a roofing question. I mean, it's a roof of a barn, but roof nonetheless. So what's going on?
I have an 1890s barn, 30 by 40, that needs a new roof. It has about 1-inch thick barn board going across the rafters. And I'm wondering if I can put either shingles or a standing seam metal roof right on top of the barn board, or if I need to put plywood or some other type of sheathing on top of that barn board before I apply the shingles.
Well, that sounds like a really beautiful building. And I'll tell you, as long as that sheathing is solid sheathing and not spaced sheathing. So in an old building like that, sometimes you have sheathing that's spaced upon which you would nail like a cedar shingle roof. If that's the case, you need to ply with that roof so you have solid sheathing. But if that barn board is continuous, solid, thick, 1-inch thick wood, and if there's no major damage in it, there's no rot or big warped sections or anything like that, there's absolutely no reason that you cannot go right on top of that. Of course, you're going to use an appropriate underlayment, like a heavy tar paper or something of that nature, but you could shingle right over that without having to add plywood sheathing. Plywood's not going to add anything to that but weight. So I think you're good to go.
Giovanni in New York, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a septic tank that's a water softener flushes into. And we put a drywall years ago next to the septic tank for the salt water to regenerate and dump into. But when I after, I don't know, 25 years or 10 years or 20 years, I can't remember, when they cleaned the septic tank out this year, they said the walls are becoming deteriorated to the tank because of the salt, and I might only have a 3-year life left in the tank.
What's the tank made out of?
Concrete.
I've never actually seen a septic tank wear out. I mean, I can buy that you may have some deterioration in the walls of the concrete, but, you know, unless they're broken up, I don't know if I would believe that you're going to have a 3-year life left in it. I mean, I think those things are pretty indestructible. Now, what did you have somebody open it up and inspect the inside of it?
Well, they cleaned the septic tank out about a month ago before the holidays because they had all the kids and the family coming over. And I was thinking, I didn't ask them the question, is it deteriorated from the inside or is the dry well overflow from the water softener clogged up and pouring salt around the outside of the tank? I haven't been able to get back to him yet. He didn't return my calls.
Yeah. I don't have a high degree of confidence in the advice that you were given on this. I don't think I would be too concerned about it because I don't see salt deteriorating concrete. You know, it'll deteriorate the surface, but I don't think with all the water that's being run through there, I don't see it having that kind of a serious deteriorating effect. I mean, if you put rock salt on a concrete sidewalk, it's going to cause it to pit. You know, when you're using salt water along with the tens of thousands of gallons of other fresh water that gets dumped into that kind of a tank, I just don't see it as having the same kind of effect. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here this hour at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Gary needs a recommendation for a floor that can stand up to big dogs. We're going to share some ideas next.
You live in a money pit.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house, what's the one project you want to get done this weekend? Reach out to us with questions about that project because I guarantee you we can help you get it done quicker, faster, and it'll come out better. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Gary in Virginia reached out to Team Money Pit. Now, Gary says, I'm replacing floors and I'm looking for a recommendation here. I have three large dogs and a swimming pool, so the dogs are wet all day. I think he means the dogs have a swimming pool. I need something that will hold up to their nails running on the floor all day and will not be slippery due to the water from the dogs. Oh, my God, that has got to be a mess. Three big dogs with their hair. I can imagine they're, like, dragging water.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm thinking about the Stone Hybrid products as a really good option here because what you need is a product that, A, is absolutely 100% waterproof. So that rules out pretty much everything except for maybe luxury vinyl plank, rigid vinyl plank, that sort of thing. And that's good, and it's pretty durable, but it's not as durable as the Stone Hybrid products. Now, I know that LL Flooring has one called Duravana that I've used. I tested this stuff when it first came out by trying to cut through it with a vibrating sander, and I took my framing hander and banged on it while I had it sitting on top of my oak bench. I didn't dent it. I couldn't scratch it. And I've since used it in about three houses, and it's really holding up well. So I think that's probably a perfect option for here. And the best news is, not terribly expensive. I think it runs about $4 a square foot, but sometimes you find it for less on sale. So take a look at the Stone Hybrid products from LL Flooring or any other manufacturer that makes them. I think that's a perfect solution for a floor that's going to really stand up to dogs and cats and really any animals that you have around there with those long, scratchy nails.
You know, just short of teaching your dogs how to use a towel, I mean, you know, if you can do that, I think we can.
Yeah, well,
we got a lot of other things we can work on, too. All right, now Tony wrote in saying, I got a new gas water heater with a vent that's an inch shorter than my old one. How do I make it longer? I think he sent a pic. Did you see it, Tom?
Yeah, he did. It's basically the draft hood on top of the water heater is not long enough. So that vent pipe is short by about an inch to an inch and a half. Now, you can't just like align it over the top there because it's not going to work properly. Now, let me just explain what a draft hood does. So the draft hood basically takes air from the house and mixes it with the combustion gas that's coming up through that gas water heater, and then it sends it out to the chimney. And it's got to be installed properly. And so in this case, what you need to do is basically extend that vent. If it was me, I would take the whole thing down and build a new one from scratch because this way I know it's done perfectly. You can't stretch it. You can't just align it over the top of it. You got to replace it. And the other thing to know about the draft hoods is where it opens along the water heater. If you ever want to check your venting and make sure that nothing is blocking that chimney, if you put the back of your hand near that, you'll feel the steam coming out, kind of like what comes out of a tea kettle when it's boiling. You feel a little bit of steamy, a little bit of heat coming out of it. Don't touch it because it's hot. And that means that the chimney is blocked, and that's a problem. You can also hold a match near it and see if the flame leans in. But if there's any indication that it's blocked, it's got to be fixed immediately because then there's a carbon monoxide danger.
All right. Well, I hope that helps everybody out. We are always standing by here at Team Money Pit to lend a hand, chat about projects you're working on, help you get inspired to tackle some new projects. Whatever it is, we are here to help.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with us. If you've enjoyed the program, we would really appreciate it if you would drop us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your pods. We'll be back next time with more great tips. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Fire.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. and the United Kingdom are carrying out more airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Saturday, U.S. officials said the airstrikes hit 36 targets in 13 different locations and that the strikes targeted underground weapons facilities. A top Houthi official promised to meet escalation with escalation following the attacks. Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker says it may be time for the United States to deal a crippling blow to Iran's oil infrastructure.
Well, that would hit them in the pocketbook, and clearly we've been doing exactly the opposite for the entire 3 years of this Biden term. I mean, we've actually billions of dollars have flowed into their pocket.
An Iraqi militia leader is downplaying the U.S. strikes in Iraq. Correspondent Karen Shama says that.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Chavas.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's recovering from back surgery. Earlier in the week, the Justice Department announced he was scheduled for a minimally invasive surgery Saturday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will be joined by 14 other Republican governors in Eagle Pass on Sunday. It's for a news conference on border security. The governors are visiting Texas to show support for Abbott and his Operation Lone Star mission. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Federal investigators are learning more about last month's deadly crash of a medical helicopter in Oklahoma.
Authorities say a dead goose was found within the helicopter that went down, killing all three people on board. The preliminary report by the NTSB does not cite a suspected cause of the crash, but it does note one goose was found in the flight control system. Several others were found in the debris field. Helicopter crash January 20th, 60 miles west of Oklahoma City, killing the pilot and both medical crew members. Jason Walker reporting.
Millions are bracing for life-threatening rains and heavy flooding as a major Pacific storm hits California. The National Weather Service says an atmospheric river is expected to dump heavy rainfall along the southern coast this weekend and into early next week. Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, and Ventura expected to take the brunt. News and analysis at townhall.com. The South Carolina Senate approves a gun bill.
The bill would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry of weapons and the classes. Supporters estimate that this could cost the state at least $4 million. The Senate altered the House bill, so that chamber will have to approve the changes before the proposal can go to the governor. John Scott reporting.
A standardized test that's widely used for college admissions will look different this spring. Starting next month, the SAT will only be available digitally. The new test will also be shorter and adaptive, so questions will change depending on how a student performs as the test progresses. Students have the choice to take the test on a laptop or tablet. Those who don't have access to either can apply through the College Board and have a device delivered to their testing location. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You know, if you consider your house a money pit like we consider ours, remember, it's a term of endearment. We love our homes, but we acknowledge the fact that it takes money to keep them in good working order. We're going to help you spend as little as you possibly can and get those projects done to fix up your house and maintain it and improve it successfully every single time. First step, though, is to help yourself first and reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or even easier, go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us. It'll be sent right to the studio. You'll get the quickest possible response. Coming up on today's show, we're going to start with a tip for renters. If you rent a house or an apartment, did you know that there is an insurance loophole that can cost you big if your home was damaged by a flood or a fire? We'll tell you about a simple solution to keep you protected.
And also ahead, tiles are beautiful. I mean, they really are a decorative element for your floor and your walls. But what happens when you need to find a replacement? Well, one or two cracks and you just can't find one. We're going to share some tips for repairing or replacing those hard-to-find tiles.
And hey, homeowners, you know, a termite problem is easily spotted over the summer and the spring as well, especially when they decide to swarm and you've got a gazillion of those buggers just flying around. But this same infestation gets a lot harder to spot when weather turns cold. So I'm going to share a home inspector's trick of the trade for finding termites before they eat you out of house and home, even in winter.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job and our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you want to get done. But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those projects and those questions.
And there are a couple of ways to do just that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or even easier, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Lisa in Michigan's on the line dealing with a humid bath. What's going on?
I have a energy efficient house that was built very tight, and they put in a exhaust fan in the bathroom to allow ventilation for the whole house. But I don't know if it's doing a correct job, and I've read some places where they say to leave it running all the time.
So the timer that's in the bathroom exhaust fan, first of all, that would be a very weird place to put whole house ventilation, by the way. That exhaust fan is probably just for your bathroom to take the moisture out of the bathroom. That would be more normal. Why do you think it's for the whole house?
It's not a whole house. They use it for ventilation because the house is so tight.
Well, it's taking air out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the house is really tight, the ventilation would be where we add air back in, not where we take air out. We take air out, that's usually because we have damp moisture we want to get rid of. I'm pretty sure that what you're seeing in your bathroom is not for the entire house. I think it is just for a typical bathroom exhaust fan. And the timer on it is one that would, if it's set normally, it would be set for humidity. It might have a humidistat on it. So I don't think what you're seeing is for whole house ventilation. There would be a different type of fan that would be used for that. Is this in the bath ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for the whole house.
Well, but I've read that's what they're doing on some of these houses.
No, it might be just bad information that's getting passed around. That wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to have some type of air exchange for a house that is...
Well, that's an architectural question, and it depends on how tight the house is and what the air changes per hour were designed to be. If it's any less than about 3/4 of an air change per hour, then you probably do need to have some replacement air ventilation in it. But I would ask your builder or your HVAC contractor that question, and then they can discuss the options for that. The trick is that you want to be able, if you're going to bring in fresh air, you want to do it through something called an air-to-air heat exchanger, so that if it's you're exhausting stale air, but you're recovering the BTUs that were used to heat that air. So you're not getting rid of the heat. It's kind of like a radiator where it's passing it from bad air to the good air on the way in. So you're sort of preheating that air that's coming in from the outside using the heat that was in the stale air. That's why it's called an air-to-air heat exchanger. So it exchanges the air, but it traps the heat or the cool. Okay? So good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Steve in Maryland's on the line with a question about a foundation. How can we help you?
My neighbor had a house built within the last year. She had a solid concrete foundation put in with her crawl space, and I've got cinder block walls on my foundation, and I've had some water penetration through my walls, and I'm thinking because she has solid concrete, I think maybe if I ever had another house built, maybe that's the way to go with solid concrete. I don't see how water can penetrate that. And I wanted to bounce that off of you and see what you had to say about it.
Well, water can certainly penetrate solid concrete walls, perhaps not as easily as it can a concrete block wall. But in either case, you can stop that very simply by improving the grading and the drainage at the foundation perimeter. Most of the time when a foundation leaks, whether it's a leak crawl space or a basement, there's something wrong with that drainage. So your gutters are clogged and overflowing. The downspouts are perhaps not extended out 4 to 6 feet from the house because most contractors leave them go out about a foot or so, which is a mistake. Or the soil is too flat, or the soil is sloping back into the wall, or there's some landscape element like brick edging or 4x4 timbers or something like that that's holding water against the foundation. If you want to stop a foundation from leaking, you want to manage that drainage. But if you are sort of starting from scratch and had your option to go with a block wall or a solid concrete wall, I do agree that a solid concrete wall will be much stronger and much more solid and not be prone to some of the issues that we've seen with block walls over the years, like leakage or cracking and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that information.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Jean in Iowa has a question about her heating and cooling system. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a 5-year-old high-efficiency furnace with the PVC pipe that comes out for the intake and the exhaust. And at the first joint, it's about a 45-degree angle. And we noticed that joint wasn't totally sealed. But our question is, we noticed that there was condensation dripping out of that joint. So if we seal it, will that condensation go into our furnace and cause damage? We're not sure what we should do with it.
How old is this furnace?
5 years.
What's the efficiency of the furnace?
In the 90s.
I ask you this because some furnaces are designed to trap the condensation and pump it out. And so if you have a condensing furnace, then that might not be as much of an issue. Because what happens with those high-efficiency systems is they put the exhaust gases out at such a low temperature that they quickly turn from gas back to water, and then the moisture drains back through the vent pipe, gets caught by a condensate system, and then pumped out. So have you had it serviced this winter yet?
Not this winter.
Yeah, you really need to do it every year because, you know, the fact that the gas burns, it burns dirty, and then you get combustion deposits on the burners, and then they can become inefficient. They're wasting money and potentially be dangerous. So I would address this with the service contractor when he comes out to do your service, which you're going to call for tomorrow, okay? You want to make sure you get that done because it's important every winter to have a heating system serviced.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, guys, if you rent a house or even an apartment, there's a little-known risk that can wreak havoc on your finances. We've got those details after this.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you can dream it, we know that you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. John from Ohio, you have got the Money Pit. Now, I understand in this instance you're calling because you want us to sort of settle a debate between you and your wife.
Correct.
Okay. I hope we can help.
Yeah, so we have an old home that was built in 1935, and the home has two main chimneys. And think, if you divide the house in half, if you look at the front of the house and divide it in half, one chimney stack on the left side services the three fireplaces right in the middle of the house, the half of the house. The other chimney stack is in the middle of the right side, and it was used originally as an incinerator and also for the original heating system for coal firing, the coal chute, and all that good stuff. The chimney over on that side, it just runs all the way from the basement, all the way through the first, second, third floor, and it's just right in the middle, and it's just very not conducive for an easy flow. And so I've been kind of looking into and trying to tell my wife, like, we should get this thing taken out. And she thinks it's going to be a massive ordeal to have this taken out. And that's my question. Like, how common is it to remove these chimneys? How difficult is it? What would you recommend? That's where I'm at.
Well, first of all, if that was the chimney that was used for the heating system, how is the heating system being vented now?
Good question. We have forced air now, and yep, with now ductwork, and there's a vent off the furnace that goes out like one of the windows in the basement. It's used for nothing.
Do you have a high efficiency system now where your vent is essentially a PVC pipe that goes out the sidewall?
Exactly. Yep, there's a PVC pipe pipe that goes out. It's a high efficiency 100,000 BTU train that was purchased probably 6 years ago.
Okay, so this chimney is absolutely abandoned and not being used at all.
Correctly. And I've even looked to see if I can see if anything has been run up there, even like cable lines or anything,
right,
and nothing. Not
right.
even the yeah. not even the forced air vents. Mm-hmm. You're even going through it.
Okay. So then if that's the case, I mean, you certainly can remove it. Gravity is important here, so you're going to start at the top, on the top of the roof, and essentially disassemble this thing one brick at a time. It's a brick chimney?
Correct.
Yeah, it is going to be a big mess. Your wife's right about that. There's going to be a lot of dirt and dust, and that's going to impact every floor of the house when you get there. Is the chimney walled in any areas, or is it fully exposed?
So I can only see from the basement up. And then there is an old, like, access panel on the second floor bathroom that I have one of those little cameras that you can stick in your phone as a screen. And it looks like nothing's affixed to it. And it's just kind of floating inside of framing.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, that's the way it would have been built. But listen, if it's closed in by walls, you're going to have to open those walls up to continue this process, because you're going to take that brick apart.
Correct.
You know, with a hammer and chisel, and you're going to be banging them loose, banging them, and then pulling them out and throwing them
sure.
in a bucket, and then walking the bucket downstairs and dumping them. And it's just going to take a long time to do this.
Yeah.
So your wife is correct, and that's a big project. I understand, you know, the benefits of it, but, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. This is going to be
correct.
Take some time. I mean, if it was me and I was like, let's say, for example, I had to redo my roof, I'd knock it down to below the roof level and put sheathing over it. And and then roof over it, so I didn't have an extra protrusion of a chimney through a roof. But
sure. It's
pretty much just wasted space right now. So it's really kind of a cost-benefit ROI kind of analysis you have to do.
Uh-huh.
If you're really going to pick up some space by doing this, it's going to allow you to reconfigure some other things in the house, then why not do it? Again, as long as it's definitely not being used by a water heater or a furnace. You said you have forced air. How are you getting hot water now?
We bought the house. I put in a Rinnai on demand.
Yeah, that's a high efficiency tankless water heater?
Yeah, it's a tankless, Rinnai tankless, I'm sorry. Yeah, and so that's funny you ask, because the original water heater when we bought the house did use that as an escape vent.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then when I put the Rinnai in, I said, no, don't do that.
Right.
Put it escaping like the furnace out one of the windows in the basement.
Yeah. I'm actually about to take out a very old gas boiler and a inverted water heater that is fueling my house right now. And one of the things I'm considering is using my old chimney just as a chase, just as a space to run the vent pipe for the new combi boiler up and get it up and out of the house. Don't have to do that. I could bring it out of the sidewall, but I'm concerned that if I come out near the sidewall, I'm going to be in the area close enough to where our patio is, and we like to sit out there and, you know, have dinners in the summer. I don't want to have any of the off-gassing from the boiler impacting us, because since it is also the water heater, we would have some of that no matter what time of the year, you know, we were out there.
Thanks. You take care.
Well, guys, if you're a renter, there is a good chance you do it to save money or the hassles of being an owner. Either way, it can be a really good thing for some folks. But because of a loophole in most leases, renters are actually vulnerable to one very serious expense, the cost of replacing personal belongings that are ruined by a fire, a flood, or other weather-related damage.
Yeah, you know, on rare occasions, landlords include clauses in leases guaranteeing that they'll cover renters' damages. But those clauses are uncommon, which means that most renters are vulnerable.
Yep, and especially vulnerable during cold weather months when most home fires take place. Without contents insurance, furniture, clothes, and other belongings that are damaged by smoke or flames or water from the hoses are not covered by the landlord's insurance, which is why renters need their own type of insurance.
Yeah, and you know, there's really a simple and inexpensive solution out there, which is to purchase your own renter's insurance policy. Now, typically, these policies run $15 to $20 a month, and they cover everything from fire, wind, hail, even lightning damage to items lost due to a burglary or even a break-in.
This type of contents insurance also covers against damage from plumbing issues or electrical currents, which renters are especially susceptible to in older homes and buildings. So it's a smart and inexpensive way to make sure your personal property is covered.
Now we've got Robin in Oregon who's dealing with some mold issues. Tell us what's going on.
In our bathroom, there just seems to be a lot of moisture. I don't know if the exhaust fan is working properly or not. We use a fan, we use the exhaust fan, and we use a dehumidifier. And I noticed on the outside, I guess, outtake vents, there's a whole bunch of black stuff. And then also in our sinks underneath the faucet, there's like mold back in behind that hole. So I'm wondering, is this going to be a health concern, or how do I stop some of this mold?
Well, I mean, the solution comes down to managing moisture, and it sounds like you're doing the right things, but one common mistake that people make with exhaust fans is that they don't leave them on long enough after you take a bath or a shower. They really have to stay on sometimes 15 or 20 minutes to properly dry out the room.
Well, I know, well, I can't speak for my husband, but I know that I do just because I've got a fan running, I've got a dehumidifier, and we've also got the exhaust fan, and it is the biggest one that you can have, and I'm wondering if just because of our moist area we need to get two of them so it's directly over the shower. I don't know, but I'm worried that through the whole pipe that leads to the outside, is that all filled with mold in there if the outside vent shows mold?
Well, the vent that's taking the air from the bathroom out, is that what you're seeing on the outside wall?
I'm not seeing on the wall, just on the vent itself. You know, where where the air goes out to the outside, that whole vent is all moldy looking.
Well, you know, a lot of people look at vents that are dirty and call it mold. I think it would be unusual for it to be moldy, because you'd have to have a pretty strong food source there, and the only thing you're going to have coming out of the vent is a bit of dust, which could be a mold source, but it's very unusual for it to really develop. So I think you might just be seeing a dirty vent. It's much more likely that what you're seeing there is dirt and not mold. But I would say this, if you want to eliminate the possibility of moisture inside the bathroom, what you want to do is you want to make sure that the exhaust fan, the bathroom fan, is wired to a humidistat. And if you take a look at the fans that are made by Brone Newtone, they actually have a new one coming out, I know, that has a humidistatic control. And I think they have some others as well. We just saw one last week ago at a major trade show called the International Builders Show that they were releasing for the first time. But if you get one of these fans that's got a humidistatic control in it, then you don't have to worry about whether or not somebody's leaving it on or not. It just stays on until the moisture goes down, then it automatically goes off. So it kind of takes you out of the equation.
Okay.
And your husband. Because he could be the problem.
I don't have to be a grouch and say, turn that back on. Okay.
You do not. You do not.
All right. Well, I will try those. And the Concrobium is working great in the shower, so that was an excellent tip from before.
Our pleasure. Glad it worked out for you. Robin, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, tiles can be super durable, but if one or two crack, finding those replacements can be tough. Unless, of course, you listen to the Money Pit. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to replace those hard-to-find tiles after this.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, Leslie, we are at the point in the winter where, you know, we're towards the end of January now, getting into February. We can almost see spring around the corner. Are you thinking about any projects you want to get done?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much to get done. But I think a good one that I tackled during this winter, and I want to kind of tackle on the other sides of the house as the snow melts away, was I replaced all of the caulking on the exterior of the window on the south side of the house. All the windows. I was getting leaks. I was getting drafts. I mean, I've been in the house like 18 years, and I think I put those windows in when I first bought the house. So it's definitely, it was time. And what a huge improvement. So as the weather starts to warm again, I'm going to definitely tackle the rest.
Well, especially the north side, that'll save you some money on your heating bills as well.
Tony, in Iowa is having a hot and cold water situation. What's going on?
Well, I've got an electric water heater. And the main feed that comes in from the city that goes into my electric water heater is the cold line. But, yeah, I get cold water to come out of my faucets and everything. But that cold water line up around through the water heater there, it's hot. The line when I touch it, and I'm just curious what's going on with that.
So you have an electric water heater, and that's going to be fed by a cold water line, and it's going to go through the water heater and come out as a hot water line.
That's correct.
Okay, and so what's the problem? So far, it's normal.
The water line that goes into the water heater, the cold water?
Yes, yep.
That line is hot.
Well, some of the heat from the water heater can be working its way back up the pipe. So you may be feeling some conductive heat that comes from the hot water in the water heater itself could be making that pipe warm. But if you go farther down the line, you're going to feel that it's cold again. It goes in cold and comes out hot, but the fitting right around the top might feel like it's a bit warm, but that's only because of the conductive heat of the water in the water heater coming back up the metal pipe.
Okay, that alleviates my concerns then.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, ceramic and clay tiles are very beautiful and they're decorative, but what happens when even just one gets cracked? You know, that's an eyesore. It starts to throw off of that look that you kind of put so much effort into creating. Well, you know, you start looking for a replacement tile and maybe you're lucky and you tucked some away in the garage, but maybe you weren't and you just had enough and you've got not an extra one in sight. And you know what? Sometimes they're really hard to replace. So here's a great tip. Now, all you need to do, first of all, is figure out how to remove that old tile, and then you can glue a new one in place and touch up the grout. But if you don't have a tile and you're trying to figure out what you can do, you have to think about what you can do in those cases. So if you can't find the tile, think about where you might find one that you already have in existence. So maybe you can take a tile from a less visible spot in that same room, maybe under the appliances, maybe under your fridge or your oven or your dishwasher. There's a tile that's just waiting there for you. You can bring those broken pieces to a well-stocked tile store, and maybe there you can find something that's a close substitute, or you can have a tile made to order. Now, sometimes this can be a little bit expensive, but it can definitely create a custom tile using those shards that will match that old tile's color, especially if you just can't seem to work out an extra one and those missing tiles or those broken tiles are very prominent. This is a good solution, but here's a tip. Make an extra one or two as well.
Or here's my system. You could forget about trying to match the tile altogether and fill that spot with an accent tile of a different color or texture. In that case, you might want to randomly replace a handful of tiles around the floor or the wall to make that fix blend in with the rest of the field. I've taken this approach with my carpentry work from time to time, and sometimes if I make a mistake, I repair it, and people think, oh, you know, I repair it, I should say, in a creative way, like an extra twist or turn or joint or seam. People go, oh, that's just so amazing. They don't know that I made a mistake that led me there. So I think the accent tile is a good way to go.
All right, now we're heading over to Patty in Illinois, who's got a toilet that is running constantly. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it doesn't run constantly, but it runs about 5 seconds, you know, several times an hour. And it's gone to the point that my water bill has gone up quite a bit. And I'm needing to know if I need a new toilet or if I need new seals or a new handle pump or what would you think?
It's actually an easy fix, and I mean, this tends to happen kind of regularly. You know, unfortunately, people don't realize that there's actually some level of toilet maintenance because, you know, it's just an appliance in your house that's there, and you use it, and you expect it to work. But inside the tank itself, there's a fill and a flush valve, and those need to be replaced not that often, but, you know, every couple of years or so. And, of course, now that you're dealing with this water running issue, Tom, is it Fluid Master?
Yeah, Fluid Master is sort of a mainstay of replacement valve parts. And, you know, they just wear out, Patty, over time. So this is a pretty easy fix.
And, I mean, it's probably $10 to get both of them. But if you go to Fluid Master's website, the only reason I recommend that is because on their website they've got a really great how-to video so you can actually see what the fill valve is, what the flush valve, the flapper valve. So you know exactly what you're looking at and how to replace it. And it's a really easy do-it-yourself project that you can, you know, do confidently and, you know, definitely decrease your water bill.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for taking my call. Love your show.
You're very welcome, Patty. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you confident that your home is termite-free? Well, those bugs can be hard to spot in the winter. We're going to tell you where to look before possible damage kicks in when we return.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy getting our tips and tricks on the radio, we invite you to join us on the Money Pit Podcast.
Catch up on past episodes or hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Bill in Texas has a question about rusty grout in a bathroom project. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. A couple of years ago, I put in a tile shower. I removed a fiberglass shower and I put in a tile shower. And the problem is, you know how you put like the rubber barrier up, like 42 or 48 inches? I put that up, but I'm guessing that I should have used like stainless steel screws, because in two spots, you can kind of detect like a rust color kind of seeping through the grout. And I'm wondering if I should remove the grout and maybe try, they have that epoxy-based grout, if I should do that, or if there's, when I remove the grout, if there's a product I should apply to kind of neutralize the rust. Basically, that's what's going on. I'm decently handy, so I know I can remove the grout and everything, but I'm just wondering what steps I should take to prevent the rust from coming back.
Well, the sand-based grout certainly is going to allow any rust stains to kind of permeate right through. Epoxy grout probably would not. That might be the simplest solution if it's just minor surface rust. It's a little bit late now to pull tile off and start, you know, changing fasteners. So I think that probably makes the most sense, Bill, would be just to remove the old grout with a grout saw and then regrout it with epoxy-based grout, which, by the way, is a little harder to work with. So make sure you take your time, maybe practice off those bathroom walls before you apply it to it. But I think that's probably the best solution in the short term.
Now, for automotive, they have like 415 and different products to like neutralize the rust. Is there anything like that would it be worthwhile to even try to attempt that, or is it not worth my time?
I'm not familiar with those products, but my concern would be that, you know, if you got one, it'll probably open up somewhere else along the way. So it's kind of like you're chasing a ghost after a while.
Okay, so maybe try the epoxy grout and cross my fingers.
I would say so. I think it's a pretty good chance it's going to work out, Bill, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, termites can wreak havoc on your home and result in expensive damage. Now, the key to avoiding that costly headache is to identify termites ASAP, which, depending on the season, can be surprisingly hard to do.
Yeah, now, termite activity slows down when it's cold, but the hungry bugs don't stop. So while an infestation is harder to ID during the winter, even for experienced pros, it is just as important to catch it then.
So here are a few things that you should be looking for, even during the winter. First of all, you want to look for mud tubes on the foundation walls and on the wood framing of the house. Now, these are termite super highways. They use them to travel between the ground where they live and your house where they eat.
And if you work from the basement or crawl space, you can also inspect the floor framing and beams by tapping them with a termite tapping tool, also known as the biggest screwdriver you can find. I used to buy the biggest screwdriver that Craftsman had when I was a home inspector, and I would use it so frequently I'd wear the tip off of it, but it was really handy to tap on the beams. And if you found one that's been eaten out by termites, it has a distinctly hollow sound and helps you find where that nest is. The other thing that you could do is use a flashlight, especially if you don't have a basement. You can use a flashlight on a wall. If you hold the flashlight flat to the wall, so it's just sort of bathing the wall, not on it like a spotlight, but like parallel to it, you'll be able to see indentations in that drywall where termites have dug their tunnels, believe it or not, between the drywall or the plaster part of it and the paint surface. So they eat out the paper. You have paint, you have paper, then you have plaster and drywall. Well, they leave the paint, they leave the drywall, and they eat the paper. And you can see it. It kind of looks like veins on the wall.
Now, if you do find an infestation, the termite treatments available today are really the best that they've ever been. They've got to be applied by a pro and are a type that termites cannot detect. And as a result, the termites carry those treatments back to the nest where it's most effective because it gets on all the other termites and it stops their activity cold.
Yeah, you know, as a home inspector, I used to find termites in about one out of every three or four homes that I inspected. So they are pretty common, which is why it's smart to have a yearly termite inspection performed. Most pest control firms will include that as part of a standard service contract. This way, if termites have recently made their way in, you can treat the problem before serious damage is done.
Mary in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are trying to install central air in our home. It's a ranch style, and we bought the central air unit and the ductwork from a building that had been torn down. And I wondered if we could simply attach the ductwork. I mean, we've cut the holes in the wall, in the ceiling for the vents. I wondered if we could just go ahead and attach the ductwork that was there from the previous building, or if we had to redo all the ductwork. I mean, all the vent piping.
I guess the answer is maybe. And the reason is because the duct design is going to be dependent on the building. And it depends on the size of the building and the distance that the air has to travel. And if it's not done right, what will happen is you'll either create a situation where you have either too much or too little heating or cooling. And most likely you'll have too little. And if that happens, you end up wasting actually a lot of energy because the system has to run a lot more to try to make the building comfortable. So I would suggest to you that insofar as the duct design is concerned, you really need to have somebody that's experienced in designing these systems lay it out for you. It's definitely not a do-it-yourself project. It's not the kind of thing that you can tackle, even if you're very industrious first time out, because you might get it wrong. It depends a lot on the size of your building, how many windows are in your building, where the building faces. I mean, there's a heat loss calculation that's done, and then based on that, you determine how much warm or cold air you have to get to each room. So you can't necessarily sort of just completely copy what was done in an older house unless it happens to be an identical house. So this is a point where it's good that you got the equipment inexpensively. You got the ductwork inexpensively. You do need to spend a little bit of money on getting it laid out properly, Mary, or you just won't be comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was what I wanted to check, because we're pretty self-sufficient, but I had a feeling this might be more than we could tackle.
I think that's a good idea. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Still ahead, ever wish you and your partner could each have your own his and hers houses? Well, agreeing on design doesn't have to be so hard. We're going to share design tips for marriage harmony when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Pearson.com for details.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. So if you've got questions, if you got issues, we also serve as home improvement therapists as well. So whatever's going on in your Money Pit, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Because we're here to help, and we love to take those projects from your to-do list to the to-done list.
Well, if there's one thing that can bring an end to warm fuzzies and fireworks, it's when a couple tries to agree on home design. Well, designing for him and her doesn't have to involve so much sacrifice. Leslie's got a few design ideas for marriage harmony in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, let's save some marriages out there, shall we?
Yeah, seriously. It's hard because people have differing design styles. Doesn't matter, male, female, two women, two men, whoever you are, you and your partner may not agree on what looks good and what you think looks good. So it's definitely an area where you have to kind of tread lightly, but also start to make compromises and find an in-between where you can both work together to create a design style that works for everyone. So for starters here, let's talk about neutral colors. Let them dominate. They're generally well-liked by everyone, and they're perfect canvases for small splashes of colors that you both may love and that you both can bring in. You guys can take turns choosing throw pillows, things that are in your favorite colorway, and then you can also mix in a throw rug on the other person's favorite color or favorite like. So there's a different way to kind of combine those things on a very neutral base palette, especially if color preferences are very different. Heck, you can also each take a season, like, oh, my color is a summer color and yours is a fall, so let's each have our own. Different ways to do it. Now, we find that men kind of tend to lean toward earth tones, durable fabrics, materials, but also moms kind of like those things too. So it's interesting. You just kind of have to figure out who likes what, and then each kind of be responsible for those things, but find a way to make them work together. So it's interesting, those durable, earthy, all of those types of things, leathers, hardwoods, they tend to mix perfectly with softer fabrics and patterns. So there is a way, if one of you likes that feeling and the other one likes a softer, more delicate touch, you can layer those two in together very, very nicely to create a beautifully designed space. Another trouble spot for a lot of relationships is the couch. I mean, it's got to be comfortable. It's got to look good. So those are two things that you kind of have to balance. You know, you want to sit down and watch your favorite sporting event, but you also want to have guests over and be like, hey, look at my fancy room. So you have to figure out a way to make that work. Again, that's a great design shape. That's also durable fabric. And that's a neutral color palette with those colors that you both like sort of peppered in for personality. Now, when it comes to adorning those walls with art, photos, prints, supply is your friend. If one of you loves those rugged landscapes and sailing vessels while the other one prefers to look at cottages and flowers, well, just keep looking. There's artwork out there that kind of combines everything that everybody likes. And maybe, again, maybe it's a texture. Maybe it's a color. Maybe it's a family photo. Maybe it's something else that works to create that need for decor without so much being like, here's a painting of my favorite boat. So there's lots of ways that you guys can do this together. You just sort of have to talk out who likes what and then go shopping and have fun. I know it's not everybody's best day, but, you know, thanks to the interwebs, you can do that at home in a few minutes' time.
You know where I'm going to hang that picture of my favorite boat? In my man cave.
I'm going to hang mine in my she shed with my chandeliers.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're thinking about adding hardwood floors to your house, you may be surprised to know that all hardwoods are not the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard and therefore more durable than others. We'll sort out how to select the toughest hardwood floors for your home on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
It's It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States and Britain have struck 36 Houthi sites in Yemen in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups in that region. North Korea says it's tested cruise missiles outfitted with new super-large warheads.
The latest test continues a streak in weapons demonstrations that has rival South Korea worried. South Korea's military says that it did detect the North launching multiple cruise missiles. Analysts say that North Korea's emphasis on the new super-large warhead could imply that these missiles are intended to be armed with nuclear weapons. Cruise missiles are among a growing collection of North Korean weapons designed to overwhelm regional missile defenses. The country also has a vast lineup of ballistic missiles, including long-range weapons aimed at the continental United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It appears President Biden's won the Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina. The DNC is calling that primary the first official Democratic primary of 2024. Rapper 50 Cent is criticizing New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to distribute $53 million to the city's illegal immigrants. The Queens native took to Instagram Saturday after reading the New York Post report that the Adams administration plans to give prepaid credit cards to illegals arriving at the Roosevelt Hotel. In his post, 50 Cent said, quote, "Maybe Trump is the answer," end quote. A 5.1 magnitude earthquake is reported in Oklahoma. Geophysicist Paul Caruso says thousands of people are reporting feeling the earthquake.
One of the things they tell us is how strongly they felt it. And in this case, most of the reports we're seeing, the intensity was fairly low. We wouldn't expect to see any significant damage or any casualties from this event.
More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
The British government says it will ban the sale of disposable vapes and limit their choice of flavors in an effort to prevent children from becoming addicted to nicotine.
The government also says it'll stick to a contentious proposal to ban today's young people from ever buying cigarettes. It is currently illegal to sell vapes or tobacco to children under 18 in the UK. However, officials say youth vaping has tripled in the past 3 years.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. As well as banning disposable vapes, the government says it will restrict flavors which are specifically marketed to children and ensure manufacturers put vapes in plain packaging. A standardized test that's widely used for college admissions will look different this spring. Starting next month, the SAT will only be available digitally. The new test will also be shorter and adaptive. So questions will change depending on how a student performs as the test progresses. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's a graffiti issue in downtown Los Angeles. Keith Peters has more.
An unfinished high-rise development in the city's entertainment district has become the target of graffiti taggers who have struck dozens of floors. The vandalism is the latest twist in the saga of a three-tower project near Crypto.com Arena, the Los Angeles Convention Center, and the LA Live Dining and Events Complex. The towers were going to house a hotel and luxury condos, but the project stalled in 2019 when the developer ran out of money. Police say they've met with the property management to ensure security measures will be implemented and the graffiti will be removed. Keith Peters reporting.
Intense forest fires burning around a densely populated area of central Chile leave at least 20 dead, dozens injured, and more than 1,000 homes destroyed. The Interior Ministry says there are currently 92 forest fires burning in the center and south of the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Wow, so much going on right now and has been going on all week. You know, yesterday I was talking about the tech conference that was going on and see with the family members who took such a beating, losing a loved one, showed up at the hearing to tell about their real story that their loved ones felt susceptible to social media, mostly in their teens. And then you had the dynamics of the FBI director speaking out. And right now, for the first time, you see the Secretary of Defense having an open press conference. He came out and said, I was wrong. I should have told the president about my cancer. You think? Seems like a nice man, but there is no way to explain his terrible judgment and behavior. This guy's a four-star general. And now we also have a world crisis in the Middle East on fire and Ukraine desperate in need of aid. So much happening. We're going to bring you some of that back. Mark Thiessen at the bottom of the hour. We'll expand on that. And by the way, this is unfolding at the moment. And Jane Duker is here. And Jane, of course, Jane is a government attorney. She represents over 8,000 members of the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police, including the police officers in Congresswoman Cori Bush's district. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Former President Trump has been leading national poll after national poll over President Biden for the last couple of weeks, but not in this one. And maybe it's an outlier, maybe it's not, but Quinnipiac has Biden up on Trump 6 points, 50-44. It could be an outlier, or that could be the start of a new trend. We don't know.
That is Peter Ducey helping us out this morning on the new Q poll, but there was also a Bloomberg poll that said Trump winning in every single battleground state. What do we believe? We'll discuss it.
Number two.
What censorship is TikTok doing at the request of the Chinese government?
None.
Is TikTok under the influence of the Chinese Communist Party?
No, Senator. We are a private business.
Your platform is basically an espionage arm for the Chinese Communist Party.
Tech terror, grieving families and friends made their way to Capitol Hill to tell their tragic stories of their child's death and how the leading platforms are to blame. It was dynamic. It was impactful. And I think legislation will emerge from this.
Number one.
Mr. President, you owe it to those in harm's way to have their back. The reason they're being attacked so often is that Iran doesn't fear you. If you hit Iranian oil infrastructure and hit them where it hurts, they would stop. Stop being afraid of the Ayatollah.
Senator Graham weighing in. Not afraid. That's the theme in the world, and despite our superpower status, as Iran militia attacks continue and China's plan to take us down is revealed by our own FBI director, and adding up to an administration that has to step up before more Americans die and more allies flee. With me right now is, and we're going to discuss that, what's happening overseas with the Secretary of Defense just said. We're just collecting that sound for this moment. I am not reassured by almost anything the Secretary of Defense said, except for obviously he's in pain. Obviously this surgery has not been easy. Obviously he lost about 50 pounds. But he had to read a lot of his statements. And there's going to be a major story out of this when they finally write the report, if it's written honestly. Jane Duker joins us now on something totally different. As you know, crime and lack of punishment is the story in this country, really, since, I think, the Ferguson effect. The police have been on the defensive, had to define who they are and to explain to everyone, most of them are great people who don't do this for the money. That is not something lost on Jane Duker in governmental affairs, and she joins us now. Jane, welcome.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for discussing the plight of our police officers, especially Jane, in St. Louis.
Hey, Jane, don't you agree it started really in Ferguson with Michael Brown?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's when crime started to spike up and the number of police officers started to decline. But the departure of officers in St. Louis has exploded since 2021. We've lost 512 officers, and the authorized strength is 1,200. Losing 512 officers in 2 years is terrifying.
So you have qualified immunity that's virtually gone in New York. Do you guys still have it in Missouri?
Yes, we do.
So that means they can't get sued and lose everything.
Correct. And I mean, and that's, you know, we have a Republican-dominated legislature, which helps. So they have not been able to, further degrade police officers' rights. Our Supreme Court just upheld our law enforcement Bill of Rights. So that's helpful. So at least we get due process that's given other city employees. So that's helpful. Mm-hmm. But the conditions in the city are dire. They're dire right now. And, you know, Cori Bush doesn't help. I mean, she's been, you know, defund the police, even though I need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on security for me, not for thee, kind of thing. And, you know, we have a mayor that's aligned with her, and that's terrifying. They have been defunding our police to the tune of about $40 to $50 million. We are nervous because there is a lawsuit right now that's challenging part of the city's tax base. And city officials have basically already said if the city loses that lawsuit, that $50 million a year is coming out of the police budget. So right now, our police officers in the city are fighting in the Missouri legislature to get a citizen board to return control of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department to the citizen board sort of control that existed prior to 2013.
So what are the people that led this whole defund the police around the country that Joe Biden said, I never said that, and Democrats going, what are you kidding, not me? Well, there's one that never stopped saying it, and I remember even as early as August of 2021, cut 47. Do you know this voice?
So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
Really? Has to happen, huh?
It has to happen. Unreal.
She says it over and over again.
She does. And, I mean, she never backs off. And it's demoralizing that she gets to pay her husband hundreds of thousands of dollars for security. And,
is her husband qualified? Is her husband qualified?
He doesn't have a license. So it's very interesting because her campaign report just came out, and she has now changed. She used to call it security, what she was paying her husband. She's recently changed the designation of his salary to wages. So, I mean, that's not a red flag at all. I mean, you start doing that after DOJ has, you know, subpoenaed your staff and has basically announced that you're under investigation.
What is the charge against her?
I think it's they're looking into the security funds and her campaign funds, but then I've also, their sources here are reporting, the media's reporting, that they are also looking at some of her travel expenses. So this could be, you know, any number of different issues. And her staff, I mean, she's lost most of her staff. And it was reported yesterday that her staff received subpoenas. So, I mean, you know, DOJ does not appear to be playing. I mean, by the time they release subpoenas to the House clerk and they subpoena employees, they usually gotcha. And they're just getting records to confirm. So I don't know if something will happen before the election, but it's people are just flabbergasted. And she's treating this as if it's no big deal. I think that it's a mistake. I think it's a huge mistake. So it seems like, you know, maybe the Democrats are getting tired of Cori Bush.
I can't believe someone's not running against her. Here's her.
We've got one guy.
You have one guy. Democrat or Republican?
He's a Democrat, and he's a Soros-funded prosecutor. So that's not great.
Here is, this is probably worse. Here is Cori Bush, Cut 44.
I have endured relentless threats to my physical safety and life. As a rank-and-file member of Congress, I am not entitled to personal protection by the House, and instead have used campaign funds as permissible to retain security services. I have not used any federal tax dollars for personal security services. In recent months, right-wing organizations have lodged baseless complaints against me, peddling notions that I have misused campaign funds to pay for personal security services. That simply is not true.
So, and by the way, just to... She also went out to blame it on Republicans. Is the Department of Justice full of Republicans?
Not lately. So, I mean, that's what I mean. You know, you've got DOJ breathing down your neck, and it's of your own party. That's never a good sign. And, you know, I know it's delusional. I mean, it is very delusional what's going on here. And, you know, she never votes with the president. Joe Manchin has a higher, you know, percentage of voting with the president than Cori Bush does. So I don't know, you know, why she would be looking for help from this administration. She voted yesterday to support terrorists. Her and Tlaib were the only two that voted against the resolution saying, you know, we're going to deport Hamas terrorists. Voted against it. I mean, it's amazing to me. It is amazing to me. And it'll be interesting to see how this vote goes. You know, there is a primary challenge. I have a feeling that the Jewish community, which is very strong in St. Louis, is livid with her. You know, they're a reliable, progressive vote. And the first chance, you know, our congresswoman got a chance, she threw the Jewish community under the bus.
Right.
And so they're getting very active, and rightfully so. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting election, to say the least, because she's not backing down at all.
She's not. In fact, here she's defending her husband. Cut 45.
The nature of these allegations have been around my husband's role on the campaign. In accordance with all applicable rules, I retained my husband as part of my security team to provide security services because he has had extensive experience in this area and is able to provide the necessary services at or below fair market rate.
So, look, go ahead, game on.
Why did she suddenly, on this last report, stop denoting his payments as security and denotes them now as wages? I mean, that seems to undercut exactly what she's saying.
Absolutely. There's something else I want to bring up, too. I don't know what your illegal immigration situation is, but in New York, we got about 70,000 illegals all over hotels, converted rec centers. We have them just spilling out in the street. They're not allowed to work. We don't know. They get dropped off, I think, by the hundreds at Port Authority almost every day. And then over the weekend, video emerges of our cops being beat up when they came to the scene to try to settle down a scrum that was taking place. We arrest five, and they all get out with no bail. It's not a best situation without bail. And one gives the middle finger to the cameras as he's walking out with a big smug grin on his face. Do we, as a country, have to allow this lawlessness for them to get in and for them to break our laws and attack our law enforcement? What legally can we do to stop this?
Yeah, it's epidemic. I mean, well, one, you have to empower police to say, if you break the laws, we don't care who you are, you're going to jail, and you're going to get kept there when you flout authority. I mean, they knew exactly what was happening, and they meant to demoralize the police. And the more we allow administrations to demoralize our police, the harder it's going to be to enforce the laws.
Right, but they don't even allow solitary confinement in our prisons, so they have no retribution when the prison guards get attacked. And now the governor of New York is still thinking about what to do. Cut 20. 29.
Those individuals be deported?
I think that's absolutely something that should be looked at. I mean, if someone commits a crime against a police officer in the state of New York, and they're not, they've not processed, they're not here legally, definitely worth checking into.
Yeah, you think? Final thought?
Yeah, I mean, what else do you need? It's on video. And I mean, that's what's disturbing is cops don't even get the benefit of the doubt when it's on video.
All right. Thanks so much. I'm going to have to take a break. Jean Duker, thanks so much. Government attorney representing 8,000 members of the Missouri Fraternity Order of Police. Cops need somebody to watch their back because these government agencies aren't. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. I'll take your calls when we get back. I see you up there from North Carolina, Clifton, New Jersey, and beyond. 1-866-408-7669. Then I'll welcome in Mark Thiessen. We've got some polls to go over. We have a Secretary of Defense who just addressed the press. And then we have other moving parts for the Republican Party, especially when it has to do with border reform. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I remember a particularly bad storm a few years back. The lights went out. My kids were terrified. All our food spoiled, and we were completely cut off from the world. I swore I would never put my family in that situation again. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator 2000X. The Patriot Power Generator harnesses the endless power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And the Patriot Power Generator is completely fume-free and silent, so it's 100% safe to use indoors. And the Patriot Power Generator never needs gas, ever. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now to see our entire line of powerful solar generators. From powering your cell phone while camping to powering your entire home, we have a power solution to fit your needs and budget. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now. That's Patriot, S-O-L-A-R, and the number 6.com. But order now before the next storm while we still got stock. Order today and receive free shipping and a free solar panel. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is one of the most well-known and controversial stories in the Bible's Old Testament. Now, archaeologists are pretty certain they've found evidence of where it's located near the Dead Sea. Archaeologist Dr. Stephen Collins.
The Bible took us exactly to the place where Sodom should be located.
Sodom had been a bustling metropolis for nearly 3,000 years. The Bible says God rained down fire and brimstone on the area because of her many sins. Scientists have found evidence of a great burst of fire like an asteroid similar to the one that flattened an area of Russia in 1908. Collins says there's no evidence of a military strike, just thousands of years of continuous occupation until one day around 1700 BC.
A massive catastrophic meteoritic airburst event out of the sky out of the heavens, we might say, exploded onto that area and completely obliterated about 400 square kilometers.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. But I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ding! Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kids carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. 2 seconds, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A man in North Carolina who had an ultrasound to check a lump will test again after concern about the woman who administered the original test. A Baltimore firefighter was getting checked out last October and recently received a letter from the Granville Health System saying the sonographer, Jenny Ellis, got the job using an assumed name. In fact, Ellis has a record of theft, fraud, and deception going back decades. She's used assumed names to get jobs at hospitals around the region, including UNC Health, and has been tied to hospital thefts in two states, including at UNC Rex and Wake Med, where she stole thousands of dollars in ultrasound equipment. She's also been in and out of prison since at least 2008, with the most recent conviction coming in July of last year, just 3 months before her appointment with the firefighter. In a statement, Granville Health System says it followed its standard policies and procedures during the hiring process. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This isn't stealing toothpaste from the CVS. This is kicking and beating the hell out of cops. I've got a feeling this isn't what bail reformers were expecting. I mean, this is so excessive.
No, I certainly was one that was pushing bail reform. This is not what we're talking about. This is, as I said, deep form. Where are you releasing them to? You're talking about assaulting police. And by the way, we fought to get more minorities in the police department.
Right.
That's one of the things that Commissioner Bratton and I did agree on. And now you're going to give a real, and in this case, it's hard to argue against it, justifiable attack on bail reform because you let some guys just kick a policeman in the face and walk. That's not what bail reform was about. It is not what it should be about. These people assaulted a police officer clearly in Times Square, and clearly we do not know where they've been released to. We can argue about how we deal with crime and protect civil liberties. We cannot argue that that is anything short of a criminal act.
So that is Al Sharpton, the voice of reason, talking about crime and bail reform, which he helped push through. It's been in 2019, a disaster on every level, whether you work in a prison, whether you work on the street, whether you want to be able to go to work or school or a bar and not be knocked, be assaulted or robbed, or dare I say, go to the subway. Bail reform is a travesty, number one. Number two, what he was talking about is illegal immigrants attacking cops with impunity and not going to jail. So even he is saying, you got to be kidding me. That's not what I even tended to do, and I'm out there, and I have no respect for cops, is what he's saying. You can't beat up a cop. My goodness, on what planet can you even answer a cop? I grew up at a period, which I thought we all did, where if you answer a cop back rudely, you're going to get yourself in trouble beyond, you know, you're going to the station. You act rude, and you keep walking, you don't respond, let alone hit him, and then you jump in. Tackle them, and then you jump in with your friend to beat up a cop and do some real damage? Here's more of this exchange. Cut 31.
You must look at the fact that these were physical attacks. These were not
right.
somebody you're letting out for doing something that was non-physical.
Right.
Secondly, with migrants, you're releasing them to go where? So even those of us that have fought for reform, there's a difference between reform and deform. This is deform.
Yeah.
This is where you are really, again, we need to deal with the migrant issue and we need to deal with the crisis. So to have people just walking around being able to do this is not reforming and it's not.
Thank you. Okay. I mean, that's a non-racial issue. You never hear Al Sharpton talking in a way on a non-racial issue in a way that you can agree with, but this is a time when I agree with him. I mean, I would have been even more louder. You got to be kidding me. A non-American beating up an American cop on New York City streets, this prideful city that takes great pride with their law enforcement, and you feel as though when they show up to create some law and order, not only are you not grateful for three meals a day, us doing your laundry, giving you shelter, but you beat up our cops? I mean, this is insanity. And this you add on to the craziness in Chicago and Denver with more per capita illegal immigrants than even we do here in New York. Please tell me who thinks this makes sense. And why do they put them all in working class communities, urban environments? The rich get out of this again.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The president will not tolerate attacks on American troops, and neither will I. This is a dangerous moment in the Middle East. We will continue to work to avoid a wider conflict in the region, but we will take all necessary actions to defend the United States, our interests, and our people. And we will respond when we choose, where we choose, and how we choose.
That's our Secretary of Defense speaking out for the first time, taking questions afterwards, not only on a Middle East which is absolutely on fire. Ukraine is absolutely in need of some weapons reinforcement, but also its condition. And why in a million years he ever thought it was A-OK to go have a cancer diagnosis, go in for surgery, have an emergency situation, has to go back to the hospital, have weeks-long stay, and not tell the president virtually the entire time. Who knew about it? Who was told not to say anything about it? Why does he still have a job? Why is he not fired? Well, still hoping that everything comes out great for him. Sure, he's a nice guy. Appreciate his service to the country. But where did he get his leadership skills? Through our military? Mark Thiessen joins us now, former speechwriter for Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist, fellow at American Enterprise Institute. Mark, I don't know if you're able to see this afternoon press conference. I'm trying to do looking at subtitles while hosting the show. But to me, I don't feel better having watched it.
You're a multitasker. Yeah, I watched some of it. I mean, look, here's the thing. He's not just – this is not like just like the Secretary of Commerce being out of contact with the president for a period of time and not telling him, or the Secretary of Transportation. This is the Secretary of Defense. He's in the military chain of command. He takes – for the president to do something, he has to give the order directly to the Secretary of Defense. When I worked for Don Rumsfeld in the Pentagon, there were times where I remember that the chief of staff called him and said White House chief of staff, the most important person outside the president in the White House, calls him and says, the president has directed you to do X. And Rumsfeld will say to him, I'm sorry, but you're not in the chain of command. If the president wants me to do something, he has to call me himself and tell me. It's just that's how it works.
Yeah.
And so he put the military chain of command at risk. You know, you can transfer that. And I remember also Rumsfeld at the start of his time in the Pentagon. I was there in 2001 when he first arrived. He had a memorandum of understanding signed between him and Paul Wolfowitz that they would never be out of Washington at the same time. So that one of them was always there to ensure the military chain of command. So, you know, this was just hugely irresponsible on his part. And he should know better because he understands the military command both as a civilian and as a military leader. He was a second lieutenant who was receiving orders down the chain of command from the president through the secretary of defense, through the generals, down to the battlefield. So he should understand this better than anyone, and he violated it.
Well, the other thing is, too, he had to read a lot of it. Because there was some really direct questions, even not from a Fox reporter, basically saying, under what circumstances should you not be dismissed? Just to cut it. And because everybody would have been dismissed. You and I would have been. When I did the military chain of command, they wouldn't give me control of the Navy or Army or Marines. And yet I still have to report my whereabouts. You know what I get every Friday? Are you going to be available over the weekend? Okay? And I'm pretty sure Secretary of Defense is more important than... even though I guess I'm equal. I'm about equal with the Secretary of Defense
in
importance.
You're in the chain of command of this show.
Thank you. And that's
so
important,
you got
that too.
Going for you, which is nice.
Right. People, I got to tell people where I am. And you know what? I also like privacy. So you can live in both worlds. So
yep.
NBC is reporting that the president has decided on how he's going to respond, and it's going to be a tiered response to the killing on Saturday at our base, killing of three great Americans whose bodies are coming home today to Dover. And NBC says it'll include Iranian targets outside Iran and could consist of both strikes and cyber operations. So guess what? The Islamic resistance in Iraq have evacuated their bases. So is the ISR's RG. They have evacuated their bases. So NBC got a scoop, or was it intentional? And now the people that were responsible, they want to send a message to, basically we're just going to hurt their infrastructure and their mess hall.
So here's the thing. Joe Biden said that we would respond at the time and place of our choosing. You know where else he used those almost those exact same words? After the 13 Americans were killed at Abbey Gate. And you know what? It's been 3 friggin' years practically, and nothing has been done. There's been no justice for them. There's been no response to that in any significant way, except we killed some innocent Afghans with a bad strike. So, you know, I take his time and place of my choosing with a grain of salt. And yeah, telegraphing your punches, really good way. I mean, you know, and this is par for the course. You know, when we started striking back at the Houthis for hitting us, we actually at one point, I think the Wall Street Journal reported, we warned them about the strike was coming so that they could get out in time so that we didn't kill people. We just took out the weapons. I mean, this is just weakness. Here, when Donald Trump was president, he drew a red line with the Iranian regime. He said, if you kill a single American, I will not respond against your proxies. I will respond against Iran, and it will hold you responsible. We're not going to play this game of whack-a-mole with your proxies. You are directing them. You are responsible. You will get hit. And when they tested him and they crossed that red line, he took out Qasem Soleimani, and he told them in a tweet, he said, if you retaliate, I have selected 52 targets inside Iran in honor of the 52 American hostages you took in 1979, and we will strike inside Iran. You know what happened? The Iranians, not only did they back down and not retaliate, they warned us. They said they sent some missiles to miss us, our base in Iraq, and they warned us ahead of time that we weren't gonna, that this was just their response, not through back channels. And then you know what happened? Peace broke out. 4 Arab-Israeli peace accords in the region in the wake of the Qasem Soleimani. That's what strength on the international stage does. Weakness is provocative. Weakness is when Austin says in that press conference, we don't want a wider war. Kirby says, we don't want a wider war. You're projecting weakness. They're the ones who don't want the wider, who shouldn't want the wider war. They're the ones who, the Iranians know they can't win a war with the United States. They are not going to provoke a war, a direct conflict with the United
However,
States of America.
However, if they are close to a nuclear weapon, that changes everything.
100%. We can't let them get it. This is why you can't allow them to get a nuclear weapon. And also, North Korea has a nuclear weapon, right? And they have missiles of increasing lethality. That's really bad for our national security. But you know what? The North Koreans are not a martyrdom death cult. Kim Jong-il likes his mansions. He likes his life. He likes his, you know, his harem of North Korean women who service all of his needs. He likes his fancy cars. He doesn't want to die. The Iranians are an Islamic radical death cult. They want to bring about the end of the world with the coming of the Mahdi, you know, who's going to end the world and bring us into paradise. They actually are a martyrdom culture. So you don't give martyrs who believe they are going to paradise with a suicide vest a nuclear weapon.
Right.
It can't happen.
And the Saudis get one right after. A couple of things just to qualify. We did respond after those 13 were killed at Abbey Gate. We blew up a guy who was loading water bottles into his truck. And we told him he was responsible. So we killed an innocent person. So we never did anything. And by the way, I was told yesterday by Congressman Van Orden that we've given the Taliban $8 billion since we left. Do you believe that?
I can't believe that. So I mean, we gave the Iranians billions of dollars. So why won't we give the Taliban? Why not?
All right.
But we can't give money to Ukraine.
Right. I mean, so far the good news is somehow the EU has managed to get the money to Ukraine, and I guess they circumvented Hungary. I don't know the details of that, but for some reason Hungary thinks the Russians are right to invade another country.
Yeah,
so,
and we got a lot of conservatives who think Hungary is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right. Not me. Bloomberg has a poll out, and it says Trump's up by 10 in North Carolina, Nevada by 8, Georgia by 8, Wisconsin by 5, Michigan by 5, Pennsylvania and Arizona by 3. Now, the bad news is in the Quinnipiac poll, Biden up on Trump by 6. This is the first time Trump has trailed the poll in a lot of weeks with RFK in the race, and he's going to be in the race. Biden by 2. With Haley's up by 5. With RFK in the race and Cornel West and Jill Stein, there's no reason to think not. Biden wins by 7. So
that's because
tell me what you think of both these polls.
Well, first of all, I think that's because there's some Trump voters who say that if Trump's out of the race, they'll go to RFK instead of going to Haley. But, you know, we'll see if that actually would happen in a real election. Look, here's the reality. Donald Trump is leading right now in some of these polls because Biden is at the absolute depths of his approval and quite the depths of approval for any president in the history of the country. And so, look, it's entirely possible that Trump can beat him, but he is the least likely person to do it. And those polls are going to get tightened before the election. People are going to come home to their tribes, as they always do when it gets closer. And this election is going to be decided not by the MAGA voters. It's not going to be decided by liberal Democrats or Biden's base. It's going to be decided by 43,000 people in 3 states, because that's when the 2020 election was decided. 43,000 people in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, if they had flipped, Donald Trump would have won the Electoral College. So those are independent swing voters who will decide whether they're voting for Trump or Biden. And guess what? Donald Trump needs to start focusing on winning those people over if he wants to win the presidency and if he's going to be the nominee. Because if those people don't vote for him, he loses. And guess what? We got President Kamala Harris. Because Sean Hannity the other night was showing Joe Biden talking about immigration in the 2020 debate. And I was like, who is that guy? He looks young and vibrant and, like, you know, can string a sentence together. And then he doesn't have his drool cup. What's going on? You know?
he looked a lot better.
You know, how is he? He's not going to be president in 5 years. He won't be able to. He might not be alive in 5 years, much less at the rate of his decline. Kamala Harris is going to be president. So, you know, be really sure you want to make this choice, folks.
So,
you want to be 100% sure. Are you sure?
What do you think of this border deal as you know it now from the Senator Lankford, Senator Sinema, Senator Murphy have been working on?
I wrote a column today trashing it, and then I held it back because I haven't seen the deal, and I don't want it. I'm very skeptical of it. But I decided not to publish it yet because I want to see the actual deal. In fairness to them, they claim it's a lot tougher than the critics are making it out to be. So I don't know. Here's what I do know is that the Republicans have all the leverage right now when it comes to immigration, because the Harvard-Harris poll just came out, and for the first time ever, and this is from Mark Penn, who is Hillary Clinton's pollster. Immigration is the number one issue in the country, ahead of inflation, ahead of abortion, ahead of the economy, ahead of jobs, ahead of crime. It is the number one issue in the country, and Democrats are up underwater on it, and Joe Biden is underwater on it. They are, and the reason for it is because Greg Abbott, a absolute American hero, nationalized this issue by sending all these migrants up to the Democratic cities, and all of a sudden people across the country are paying for it. They're having their kids kicked out of their schools so they can make room for migrants. Their taxes are going up and to pay for all these costs, and all of a sudden people are concerned about it, and Joe Biden is on the ropes when it comes to immigration. We should demand a border wall. We should demand
down the border. Is there a risk of giving this issue to the Democrats if it looks like the Republicans are walking away from a bipartisan deal?
There is a risk of that, but if it's a bad deal, then you just hold your guns. There's no way that in the end that the voters are going to look and say the Republicans are the reason why the border's in chaos. Joe Biden has been the president of the United States for 3 years. Every single year he has broken the record for border encounters. There has never been an onslaught on our border like this, and it's happened, and it just so happened when Joe Biden was president. He's going to own that regardless of what happens in these negotiations. Now, if we could use that leverage to get him to crack down on the border, and it's a good deal, we should take it, because then it's a victory for us, and then we can do more if we get back the presidency. But don't take a bad deal, and don't give him political cover.
All right. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. Always great to talk to you, and I will see you soon. Mark Thiessen, The Washington Post, he held back a column, so don't blame yourself if you didn't read it. But just so you know, all you have to do is hit print or send, and we'll finally find out exactly what Mark thinks.
Take care, Brian.
Go get him. 1-866-408-7669. I see some calls up there. I'll get to them next. Also, where you could see me live. And I've seen myself live. It is great. Back in a moment.
Covering this election year like no other is Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Sula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Convicted murderer Alec Murdaugh was back in a South Carolina courtroom this week, the former attorney asking the court for a new trial. He argued he was entitled to a redo because the court clerk allegedly improperly influenced jurors in the case, those jurors testifying.
To me, it felt like
She made it seem like he was already guilty.
The judge, Jean Toll, said the clerk, Rebecca Hill, had made, quote, fleeting and foolish comments, but...
Did Clerk of Court Hill's comments have any impact on the verdict of the jury? I find that the answer to this question is no.
In March of last year, that jury found Murdaugh guilty of murdering his wife and son. He was also tried for stealing settlements from his clients. Hill published a book on the trial, but despite whatever comments she made to the jury, Murdaugh will not be getting a new trial for now. The defense says it's going to appeal. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ray Seahorn of Better Call Saul, who I spoke with at the 75th Emmy Awards. The awards show was also a cast reunion of sorts, though they will keep in touch.
It adds a little extra bittersweetness to it for it to be the last hurrah with them, but luckily I have all their phone numbers and I continue to bother them.
As the awards celebrated 75 years of TV, she also shared one of her favorite shows of all time.
One of my favorite shows of all time that I remember thinking, like, man, that smart storytelling and the acting blew me away. Was 6 Feet Under.
Speaking of shows with great finales, she discussed her response when she first read how they were wrapping up this story of theirs.
My first response is, I'm so glad that this is on Peter Gould's shoulders and not mine. Okay. That's a lot. There's so much buildup to how, especially with a show that's followed by critics and fans so closely, you're not going to please everybody. There's a lot of pressure on it. And then he also was trying to somewhat wrap up the Breaking Bad universe and the Better Call Saul universe.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
But I want to be crystal clear. We did not handle this right, and I did not handle this right. I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public. And I take full responsibility. I apologize to my teammates and to the American people.
He can't do the job. He's really hurting. I feel bad for him, but his decisions were horrendous. What other bad decisions is he not making or is making? And I'm talking about Secretary of Defense Austin, fresh off his first press conference. And to, the press did a great job just saying, listen, I'm glad you're okay. But what were you thinking? December, you get the diagnosis. You don't tell anyone. You go in for surgery, you don't tell anyone. You got to go to get an ambulance, go back to the hospital, you don't tell anyone. What part is your staff and what part is you? What part is privacy and what is responsibility? And by the way, the Middle East is on fire like we have not seen in 50 years. We're constantly under attack, and you've been absent. And I don't even know who your deputy is. It's just crazy. And we'll bring some back of that, and you'll be hearing a lot more about this. Quick note, I'm coming to, on April 27th, I'm coming to Henderson, Nevada. You might not know Henderson, but it's going to be the Green Valley Ranch Event Center. It's a great place, I understand. April 27th, BrianKilmeade.com. I'll be on stage talking about a patriotic, motivational, inspirational time. We bring great moments in history to life. You could see some highlights on Fox Nation. I hope to see everybody in person. Make your plans accordingly. BrianKilmeade.com. Buster, you're in Austin. Hey, Buster. No, excuse me. You're in Virginia. What's on your mind?
Brian, how you doing? I appreciate the show. Hey, I'm just calling. Austin knows better. He was a general officer. I wish him the best health-wise, but he has no business doing that. And as far as his comments on what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, my problem with these progressives is they have this term called proportionality. You don't get rid of an enemy by responding proportional. You destroy them.
Thank you. And that's why they train. That's why we have the best equipment. Buster, that's why we give $900 billion annually. I don't know where it all is. It's not going to great recruiting videos, I'll tell you that. They're making no effort. But when people hit us, we got to be defending us. And if we show we're willing to hit, we're not going to get hit. Daniel in Colorado. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Brian. Good to be on. By the way, Green Valley Ranch has an awesome spa. So I'm 100% disabled.
I'm getting there early then, Daniel.
I'm 100% disabled vet, and I want to say that I was an air intercept controller. That's the opposite of an air traffic controller. So the other day when the Gravely was almost hit, 1 mile is about 1.5 seconds. The CWIS, close-in weapon systems, is basically a Gatling gun, okay? 75 rounds a second. So those people all had a collective sigh. We're going to have a ship hit. I hate to say it. It'll be this month. They were a second away from 50 to 100 people dying. And the border, after the FBI director says all that, we're not separating the Chinese. When we know the Chinese want to do harm, they're doing all the hacking.
It's absolutely insane. Daniel, it's impossible to watch the FBI director yesterday, even the highlights, and not understand that we're under direct threat. It's impossible to understand what's going on in the Middle East, read about it, and not understand that we're under direct threat. Is anyone going to do anything about it? Brian Kilmeade Show.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, or a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's facing intense pressure to fix the southern border crisis. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Republicans have long criticized the president's immigration policies and called for asylum restrictions. But it's not just GOP officials putting pressure on the White House to limit border crossings. 9 Democratic governors from all across the country recently sent a letter to the president pleading for action to solve what has become a humanitarian crisis. With a record flow of migrants entering the U.S., states and cities are spending billions to respond, but are failing to keep pace with the new arrivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Biden captures the South Carolina primary. His only challengers, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips and self-help author Marion Williamson, trailed far behind. Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel is calling for the party to unite behind the goal of defeating President Biden. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
She made her comments as the party faces a cash shortage when compared to national Democrats and growing criticism from a faction of conservatives. McDaniel spoke at the RNC's winter meeting in Las Vegas behind closed doors Friday. She said, quote, "We Republicans will stick together." But there is dissent inside the party about whether it's doing enough to back former President Donald Trump, even though he's still facing off against former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley in the primaries. Ken Lorman reporting.
Efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his lack of action at the southern border crisis is heating up House Republicans voted this week to advance impeachment articles, paving the way for a vote by the full House Monday. Mayorkas is accused of willfully and systematically refusing to comply with federal immigration laws. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Apple's hotly anticipated Vision Pro headset is hitting store shelves. Bob Agnew reports.
That means you're probably going to start seeing more people wearing the futuristic goggles that are supposed to usher in the age of spatial computing. It's an esoteric mode of technology Apple executives and their marketing gurus have tried to thrust into the mainstream, all while avoiding other more widely used terms such as augmented reality and virtual reality to describe the transformative powers of a product that's being touted as a tipping point that could become as monumental as the changes wrought after the iPhone came out back in 2007. Bob Agner reporting.
Shaping up to be a record year for spending this Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation says 62% of consumers ages 25 to 34 intend to celebrate this year more than any other age group. Consumers expect to spend $185 each on average. News and analysis at townhall.com. Republican Nikki Haley has no plans to quit the presidential race anytime soon.
She trails Donald Trump in the polls, and most pundits view her candidacy as a long shot. But Haley said she's not going anywhere. She told reporters that if she can keep closing the gap, her campaign will continue. In her calculus, the GOP primary has barely begun, with just 2 states having voted so far. Haley's refusal to quit has angered the former president, who has reacted to name-calling and increased personal attacks against Haley at the risk of alienating moderate voters and suburban women.
The U.S. and the United Kingdom are carrying out more airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Saturday, U.S. officials said the airstrikes hit 36 targets in 13 different locations and that the strikes targeted underground weapons facilities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show at 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. Yeah, we're just a few blocks, really, from where the illegal immigrants were walking around 42nd Street on Saturday night around 8:30, and they were just blocking the entire sidewalk. And then 2 police officers, 1 a lieutenant, said, "Hey, guys, you got to break it up." They didn't move, so we touched one of them, and that set them off. And these guys, who we don't know where they're from, started pounding on the cops. They did the best they could. We got five or six of them, all of them out in bail. Many of them have escaped. There's a lot going on today. This hour, I'm going to be joined by Michael Allen, former special assistant to President Bush, senior director of the National Security Council. We're going to talk about what's happening overseas and talk about everything with Trace Gallagher, anchor of Fox News at night, but he's here from Los Angeles, not just for me, and I'm okay with that. It's okay. I'm secure in myself. You would never go 3,000 miles for me.
I was told that I was here specifically for you, Brian, but listen, that's just...
So that means I have to sign your expense report?
But I was told
report?
That by Allison, and she's...
Right.
You know, she, right.
And she is. He's my advocate.
Exactly.
So Trace got your own show at night. So Trace, first off, are you amazed that you got here in the middle of this? And for people to understand, even though we're heard on 77 WABC here, this is a national story.
It's a national story, and here's the key to the whole thing, is that if I or you went to Times Square right now and we kick cops in the head and we knock cops down, we would be at Rikers, Brian, for the foreseeable future.
Should be.
It's not like we would be let out. It's not like they would drop these to misdemeanors. They would charge us with felonies, and they would put us in Rikers until we could figure out a trial date or whatever and get bail. This is unbelievable. And I came from California to New York. These guys are in New York, and now the word is that they're heading back to California.
Yeah.
So you've got all these guys that literally get out of jail, and now they're like going to California where they can pick up all the incentives. They can get the free health care, they can get the housing help, they can get food stamps, they can get it, they can get whatever they want in California because it's a sanctuary city. And keep in mind, the big part of the sanctuary city is, as you see this video kind of going around, is that they will not cooperate with ICE or Customs and Border Protection. So if ICE wants to come and get these guys and pick them up to bring them back to New York, California will not cooperate.
Well, the interesting, if they get there, it's a long ride.
It's a long ride.
We know exactly the bus they were on because it was an eyewitness that told us it.
Right.
And there's only a certain amount of buses anyway. So we could stop that. And then I don't know what the first stop would be on that bus line. But right away, you gave wrong ID, you got on a bus, that you have a court appearance, you're heading in the wrong direction.
Right.
So I don't know the legal rule, the rules. Can you just lasso them back and bring them back?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. And the other part of this is that when you're talking about these illegal IDs that these guys and a lot of other migrants have gotten, now they have this ring in New York and other parts of the country, that these guys are almost like this organized crime unit where they're making their own IDs. They are having these retail thieves go in, steal all this stuff, and it's funding this fake ID network for the migrants, so you can give them fake IDs so they can go and try to get jobs. And now police are just digging down. Right. Because there are so many of them here, they have formed in just 2 years, 3 years, they have formed their own networks of crime activities, from retail gangs to phony documents, you name it. This thing is becoming bigger and bigger by the day.
So we've been covering this story, and you intimately, especially on a border state like California, who has a totally different philosophy from Texas when it comes to legal immigration. So for the longest time, they go, hey, what are you guys so upset about? Where's your heart?
Right.
Well, come on, don't you care about other people? You know what they just did? By getting arrested, by beating a cop, NYPD, who should be treated like royalty, especially in this country from what they've been through, many people thought to think the finest police force in the country, by treating them so disrespectfully and then coming out of court and giving us the finger.
Right. Right.
And with that smug look, you know what they're saying to everyone who said, have a big heart? They're not going to be saying that now, because that's the new face of the illegal immigrant, like it or not.
Right. And if you're Joe Biden, that's the worst picture you have. Forget the campaign stuff. Forget the finances. Forget the economy. All of that stuff in the border. We have been for 3 years down at the border, and we have seen them come across and seen them come across and across the Rio Grande. We have seen them do heinous things, but you only see mugshots. When you see somebody with the disrespect of coming into this country because they are ostensibly looking for a better life, and they flip off the cameras, that is a message that Joe Biden hates to see, because it will resonate from now. And every time somebody brings this crisis up, they're going to show that picture.
So Lawrence Jones goes to Denver, Boston, Chicago, and he talks to at least one Democratic mayor in Denver. And they just say, look, I don't want these people sitting on the streets. I want to get them jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Hochul, same thing. I got 7,000 open jobs. Play it out. If you have 7,000 open jobs and you can come to America, you can live for free, get three meals a day, get mini menus, your laundry done, turn down service, and then you get a job. Do you understand that you just tripled, quadrupled, multiplied the number of legal immigrants coming there? Can you possibly play this out? So, Kath, here's Governor Kathy Hochul now, even though the audio is not great, pretending to be the tough law enforcement governor. Cut one.
Any response to police searching for additional suspects in the Times Square attack on police?
Get them all and send them back.
You don't touch a police officer. You don't touch anyone. Well, I know it's a city, and you're the governor of the state, but that city judge said, no, not a flight risk. They've already left.
Right.
So listen to Tom Holman hears this and said, cut to.
No, I don't believe a single word she says. Her actions speak louder than words. If she meant what she said, then why does she have a state law that prevents ICE from arresting an illegal alien on her way to court, in court, or the way home from court? Why does she have the green light law that prevents ICE from getting access to New York State DMV data or criminal history data? Matter of fact, every law enforcement agency in New York has to sign a promise that if they share any of this data with ICE or the Border Patrol, they lose their access to DMV data. So, you know, why is she asking for $2.8 billion to resettle illegal aliens in her state if she's really serious about this?
This is a turning point.
He makes a great point, and we just talked about it, where you've got protection. You go to these states, these sanctuary states, and you have built-in protection, and they can't do it, or they lose their status. And now they want to do it, but they still can't. And even if they could, Brian, just imagine if Kathy Hochul got her, what she said yesterday was her wish, got her desire to send these people out. What happens when they go out? 6 days later, they're right back in. We have seen this time and time again. They come in not just three or four times. We have illegal migrants coming across that border dozens of times. And they are deported over the years. And over the course of 20 years, they'll come back and forth and back and forth. And they get money. They go home and they come back. And that's part of this whole thing, is you cannot control them because you do not know who is here.
So we don't know who's here. The crime and lack of punishment is this new trend in these major cities. We might be at a breaking point here, because if you factor in the illegal immigrant thing, it's all coming together to make people make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
The votes are going to be dramatically different. If you vote Republicans into these major cities to make decisions, law and order will come back. Democrats will push back, but it'll come back. Crazy, think about it. When Donald Trump in 2017 said it's the end of sanctuary cities, the courts pushed back, and he lost a lot of those decisions.
Right.
And he lost them.
Yeah.
So that's why when I laughed when Governor DeSantis went at Trump and said, I'll get that done, things might change now. If you bring that up now, because Adams has come out and said, I wish we were in a sanctuary city.
Right.
Now if a president of the United States says, I want to get rid of that, it might work.
It might, but remember, they asked for this. These places, New York, California, they asked for Chicago, Illinois, they asked to become sanctuary cities. And they got what they wanted, and now it's going to be very difficult for anybody to overturn that. Because even, it's a small section of people who are disenchanted and disenfranchised, because the state that has no contact with what's happening in these cities is like, oh, it's just fine, it's going to be totally good. What they're missing in this whole argument is that there is no remedy. There's no immediate remedy. I don't care what Trump says when he gets into office. He's not going to be able to take California, which is 70% Democrat, and turn it into a non-sanctuary state. It won't happen because the voters won't allow it to happen, despite the fact the pendulum definitely is swinging.
So did you remember Chicago? I don't know if you had a chance to see it or you ran it on your show at night. But remember in Chicago, residents of inner city Chicago showed up at a city council meeting,
right,
and they said, we want on the ballot sanctuary city status.
Yep.
And the city council said no.
Yep.
But for the people to walk up from that city, not outside of Republic, and say, I want that on the ballot, it shows something's turning.
We had a woman in that meeting on our show. Her name was Kata Truss, and she's a resident of Chicago, and she was involved in the school board, and she was involved in local politics, and she is black, and she lives in an underserved neighborhood, and she said, we are fed up. We have them coming into our schools, and so they're teaching in two languages, and the kids that can't read or write at grade level anyway are now getting half the education that they were getting 2 years ago, and that's the frustrating part. March. He says this has got to end, and it has to end in Chicago, where they won't give the black population anything, right, and they're giving these people everything.
So a tape emerged, and I'm sure you did run it, of Gavin Newsom talking about, maybe you want to set it up, give us some context. The governor talking about how he walked in to really catch someone in the act, as if he finally got to the bottom of this. They didn't recognize who he was.
Right. So he walked into a Target store, right, in California, and he was with his son, and they go into the Target store, and they see somebody stealing stuff and walking out. Well, the guy drops something, and Gavin Newsom's son picks it up and gives it to the criminal, and the guy walks out. And then he goes to the cashier, and he says, the cashier says, oh, he just walked out. And Gavin Newsom says, why didn't you stop him? And the cashier says, well, because the governor has lowered the threshold. So now you can steal whatever you want to, and you walk out, and we are told not to follow him. And he's like, well, that's not true. That's not true. And then she didn't recognize him. And he goes on, he says, swear to God, on my mother's life, swear to God, she said, oh, it's the governor. And then I said, that's not true. And I pointed out that how 10 states are worse than us, they have a higher threshold. You know, he's got to argue his point, even with a cashier, Brian, because he knows he's wrong. He knows that this is a disaster, and he's been caught red-handed in a Target store.
Cut 25.
The woman says, oh, he's just walking out. He didn't pay for that. I said, well, why aren't you stopping him? She goes, oh, the governor. Swear to God, true story. Oh, my mom's great. The governor lowered the threshold. There's no accountability. I said, that's just not true. She looks at me twice, and then she freaks out. She calls everyone over, wants to take photos. I'm like, no, I'm not taking a photo. We're having a conversation. Where's your manager? How are you blaming the governor? And it was, you know, $380 later. And I was like, why am I spending $380? Everyone can walk the hell right out.
Mm-hmm. That's the governor asking, why am I spending money when everybody can walk the hell out?
Now, Trace, now to the reality. Mm-hmm. You can steal up to
$1,000. $950.
So what's he talking about? Why would he offer this story?
Because he thinks that they're better than parts of the nation. He thinks he's doing a better job than other states who have a higher threshold.
But the facts are not backing up the story. He's talking on KTTV.
Right, right. He doesn't have the facts. That's the whole thing. If you watch the DeSantis debate, he just says whatever he wants to.
Do you think he knows?
I think he knows. I think he knows, and he's just trying to twist it like he always does and say, no, there are places that are worse. There's no place worse than California. Proposition 14 proved that, and there's
that?
No back. What's that?
What is Proposition 14?
That's where they raised the theft level. So grand theft, it's not under $950. It is not a felony. And nobody's counting. So you can walk out with whatever you want, whenever you want. They go into an Apple store, and they walk out with tens of thousands of dollars in equipment, and nobody prosecutes them. So it's not a matter of the dollar amount. It's the fact that they have decriminalized crime in California. And the governor, it's like, you know, when he says, oh, swear to God, on my mother's grave. It's like the Joe Pesci thing, right? Joe Pesci in Goodfellas, like, swear to God, on my mother's grave. He says it all the time. Like, I'm not lying. You got to trust me. I'm not lying. This is the truth. This time it's really the truth. I mean, no, maybe sometimes, but this time it's really the truth. And it just shows you that most of the time, he's kind of fudging the facts.
What's his approval rating roughly? Is it under 50?
It is always under 50, but it's not enough to recall him. They tried to recall him, and he didn't have the votes. He didn't have the support because California is 70% Democrat. It's 26% Republican. It's largely, I mean, I say 70, but it's probably 61, 62% Democrat. Independents make up the rest. Independents always lean left in California. So they are outnumbered, and the odds of getting him out of office, even in an election, though he's terming out, even in an election, it's slim and none because they just don't have the capacity in California.
Senator Feinstein's seat is open.
Yeah.
It looks like Adam Schiff is the top seed.
Right.
Of the top two seeds, I don't care your party, in the jungle primary, will face off. Will it be Steve Garvey?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Steve Garvey as the GOP nominee. I mean, that's
right,
the
would
whole
you think
thing.
He'll be number two?
Probably. I mean, Katie Porter is running strong.
That's
You've
who
got
he
Adam
wants.
Schiff.
He wants to run against number. He wants to run against a Republican.
He does. Of course he does. I mean, that's the whole point. If you want run against a Republican, the odds of you winning are high. Very high. I mean, the last Republican who carried a state office, maybe it was Schwarzenegger, right? And Schwarzenegger really was kind of a moderate. He ran as a Republican, but he had name notoriety, and the whole concept was that he really governed as a moderate, as a left moderate, not as a conservative.
Right, he started off very conservative,
yes,
got
and
spanked,
then he went left.
And he went left.
Yeah.
But in the big picture, Garvey have any shot?
No. I mean, listen, Steve Garvey's a great
guy. He's got such recognition in San Diego and Los Angeles.
Right, but he doesn't have any experience in politics. And so when he goes into the debate, he has some good lines, some practice lines. But Steve Garvey doesn't have the experience to be able to go in and beat someone like Adam Schiff, who Adam Schiff is, for all intents and purposes, a liar. He was censored as a liar. But he calls himself a maverick. And the people on the left call him a maverick. So he can lie about Russian collusion again and again, Brian. But nobody in California who's voting for Adam Schiff has any idea that he lies because they don't cover his lies.
Right, which is incredible. But you know, too, that woman at Target was 100% right. Lastly, it looks like there was a big fundraiser for Joe Biden, Steven Spielberg, and others.
Yep.
George Soros gathered. They gave him millions of dollars. He's still popular. Kate Capshaw, his wife, obviously.
Right.
Soros. Is he still very popular in the Hollywood community?
You know, the whole thing is, it's not that Joe Biden is popular. It's that the Democratic Party is popular. So they are not about to put Trump back in office. They will do whatever and spend whatever. Is Joe Biden their ultimate candidate? Would they like somebody else? Would they like somebody younger? Across the board, the answer is yes. So they're not fans of Joe Biden. They're fans of the Democratic Party, and they are not fans of Republicans and Donald Trump.
Trace, when do we see you again?
Fox News at night tonight, 11 o'clock in the east, 8 o'clock in the west.
All right. So don't peak. You peaked early. That's my problem. You just had a great hit here. Can you keep it going tonight?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep talking all the way down.
So you don't lose it. So you don't lose your edge.
I want to make sure that I've got the mojo going.
Trace,
thank you, Brian.
Great show. It was great to see you. Back in a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
We all make resolutions this time of year, and let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is one of the most well-known and controversial stories in the Bible's Old Testament. Now, archaeologists are pretty certain they've found evidence of where it's located near the Dead Sea. Archaeologist Dr. Stephen Collins.
The Bible took us exactly to the place where Sodom should be located.
Sodom had been a bustling metropolis for nearly 3,000 years. The Bible says God rained down fire and brimstone on the area because of her many sins. Scientists have found evidence of a great burst of fire like an asteroid similar to the one that flattened an area of Russia in 1908. Collins says there's no evidence of a military strike, just thousands of years of continuous occupation until one day around 1700 BC.
A massive catastrophic meteoritic airburst event out of the sky, out of the heavens, we might say, exploded onto that area and completely obliterated about 400 square kilometers.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Brian Cox, who reunited with Succession co-stars at the 75th Emmys, though notes they do stay in touch and will.
We're all over the place, but we're still a family. I think we'll be a family for a while to come.
Reflecting on memorable series moments, Cox mentioned that quotable karaoke scene.
That was the I love you but you're not serious people scene.
Exactly, that was probably my favorite scenes of all. It really hit the mark. You know.
He also shared one of his biggest personal takeaways from his time on the show.
I think the fact that we had a really perfect ensemble and the fact that we had the guts to finish the show when we did, because so many shows just go past the sell by date. But the great thing about HBO is the harmony between HBO and the writers. They said fine. They allowed it to be, because they could have gone on, you know, we could have gone on doing it. And I think that's what I love about it, that it had a sort of totality and a completion.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around to show me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We as a city and a community need to be much more focused on prevention and surrounding young people and their families with resources if we want to be safer in the long run. We cannot prosecute and arrest our way out of it.
Really, that is Sonny Johnson, right? That was Brian Schwab, rather, WTTG, Attorney General on the crime crisis. Yeah, you could arrest your way out of it. And when you begin to arrest people and pull them off the streets, that'll certainly matter. Yeah, you have to get into those inner cities. You got to give them options, absolutely. But when there's no consequences, everyone is doomed. Then you go into this elite capital, the Georgetowns, the area right around the White House. And all of a sudden you realize I can't leave my car idling, obviously, or on the street, clearly, or go out of a restaurant. You're talking about they're shooting running backs, they're shooting government officials, they're taking Congressman Cuellar's car. I mean, this is unbelievable what's happening in our nation's capital. Why this president doesn't understand that this should be a priority, I don't know. Why he doesn't understand that this whole border thing matters, I don't know. But you look at what these polls say. The number one issue is the economy. Number two is immigration. Number three is crime. They think it's going to be abortion, women's rights. Don't think so.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982, American flags, American made.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Mr. Secretary, first of all, we wish you good health and thank you for taking our questions. We hope you have a quick recovery. I have two questions. I'll start with the first one on your hospitalization. You were hospitalized for days before you informed the White House or the Commander-in-Chief of your condition and your absence. Anyone else within the military chain of command would have faced reprimand or even dismissal. Why shouldn't that same standard apply to you, sir?
Well, let me just say that, thanks for the question, that we didn't get this right. And as I said, I take full responsibility for for the department's actions. In terms of why on the second notification was not made to the White House, that information was available. I'm not sure at this point what exactly happened, but I think details will play out as a review is conducted.
All right, that is Lloyd Austin yesterday, and he was reading that. Every time someone asks him a challenging question about his disappearance and his cancer surgery and the lack of communication, he read. I think this. We don't know this story. We still do not know this story. But this is in a time of peace. This is a time when we just lost three guys, three soldiers, including a woman today. Their bodies are coming back to Dover. 40 people hurt. We've had countless so-called minor injuries. Not really minor when they're traumatic brain injuries. And then we have 46 attacks in the Red Sea, about almost 200 attacks in the region, and our Secretary of Defense, who is gone and never empowered his deputy, and then just threw his staff under the bus, maybe justifiably, but he'd say, you know what, I went on surgery. I don't know why they didn't tell anybody. Okay, so now you're saying I'm only going to take so many punches. The guy should be fired. He should actually have resigned. That's my view. Michael Allen, former special assistant to President Bush, senior director of the National Security Council. Michael, I can't believe we're even talking about this. You had a Secretary of Defense disappear and not even tell anybody.
Yeah, I can't decide which is worse, that he disappeared and didn't tell anybody or that no one noticed for a few days. He definitely should have called this in and transferred responsibility at least to his deputy. I remember working for President Bush when he had to do some minor surgery or a procedure, and there was a big announcement that for 4 hours, Vice President Cheney would assume some duties of the presidency. A Secretary of Defense, who was previously a CENTCOM commander and someone that has led our armed forces in war, ought to know better than to go virtually incommunicado for some period of time when we're in the middle of a Middle East conflagration.
Now, he said that I never told him to keep the sirens off when the ambulance went to pick up. He said that, you know, when I went in again, I never told anyone not to say anything. So do you think his staff falls on the sword and says so? Or is his staff that incompetent not to realize there were ramifications? The Secretary of State is underneath anesthesia. I think I got to go do something. Do you really think that you know what these staffs are like? Are they that? Is it possible they could be incompetent and incompetent enough to think that that's okay not to tell anybody?
So I think they're both to blame on this score. I mean, the staff should have been more intrepid. They should have been inquisitive about what was going on and realized their place in the national security system and asked questions. But at the same time, he seemed like he was hiding this even from some of his top staffers. So I'm not real sure. I can't wait to read the Inspector General report on this to figure out what happened. But at the end of the day, it's unacceptable in a time of war to be virtually incommunicado.
Yeah. Well, by the way, what does it take to get fired? I mean, my goodness, how could you not? And this guy goes through his whole life in the military. And that was a great question. If someone in your underneath you when you're serving just disappeared for a while, the whole staff doesn't know and doesn't communicate, is that okay with you? And they thanks for the question. And then he reads off a sheet. Here's Michael Waltz, Green Beret, Cut 19.
But in this case, it's a massive lapse of judgment. This isn't about one person's privacy. When you're in that kind of chain of command, for example, Brett, if there's an ICBM, you know, a nuclear-tipped missile launched against us, we have 15 minutes to get everybody on the line, make a decision on how we're going to respond in a way that could or could not destroy the entire world. And in this case, we had soldiers and sailors being shot at while he was under anesthesia, while his deputy didn't know. And so I would ask him, and will ask him when we have a hearing, will he hold himself to the same standard that he would hold any commander in the military that he oversees if they didn't tell their supervisor and if they didn't tell their deputy, much less the Secretary of Defense sitting in the succession of command?
Right. And he also opened up by saying he should have resigned after Afghanistan. Think about that. Think about authoring and being in command of the worst military disaster in our lifetime.
That's exactly right. I mean, I said at the time, listen, if no one's going to be fired for Afghanistan, I don't know why they would fire you for this. Afghanistan, of course, being one of the bigger calamities that we've gone through in a generation. But I definitely, you know, what Waltz is saying resonates with me. Anybody who has studied government or been in the government knows of and values the chain of command and the necessity of being absolutely fast about it. The U.S. government struggled with this for decades, trying to figure out the quickest way from a CENTCOM commander, in this case, through the SecDef to the president, and for the SecDef, the person in the middle of the chain of command, not to be on deck so that he might be able to receive word from one of his commanders on or around the globe and convey it to the president to get authority is unacceptable in this day and age.
All right, so let's talk about the actual operation, what's happening in the Middle East, Michael Allen, because it is on fire. We have 40-plus attacks on our ships in the Red Sea, and it looks like they almost blew up one of our war vessels yesterday. They said it got to the point where this one-way attack drone was taken out by something almost like a Gatling gun. So it would almost, and if it hit, it would have exploded half the ship and killed countless sailors. This is they're not decelerating because our attacks are happening. Do you need to take a deep breath and come up with a strategy, or should we have hit already after the attack in Jordan?
So we definitely should have hit already, but your strategy point is perfect. They should have had a strategy for the head of the snake some time ago. Iran, of course, controls all of these proxies around the region, Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthi, these Shia militias in Syria and in Iraq. It doesn't take a genius, even before October 7th, to know that we needed a viable plan to be able to deal with Iran. They export terrorism. They're on the verge. They're on the threshold of being a nuclear power. Biden should have had a viable plan that included not only the occasional use of force if it were needed, but greater financial sanctions along the lines of what President Trump had when he had a maximum pressure campaign against Iran. But when they hit us and kill American soldiers, the plan should have already been in the can, where we would have been able to attack back at them with absolute quickness and skill. Instead, to let 5 days go by, I'm now seeing press reports that some of the Iranian terrorist liaisons have traveled back to Tehran. They're safe now. We're not going to be able to hit them. I think he telegraphs his punches and says, listen, we're going to blow up storage sheds. Maybe we'll blow up some missile launchers or something. But, hey, we're not trying to get in a big fight with you. We need to do something symbolic. And that's the problem. I think Biden is overcautious, and I don't think it serves the United States well.
I know. Well, obviously it's not been a dissuading factor. I worry, I was just thinking about this morning, but you're far more equipped, Michael, with more experience in government. Do you think that this is the ultimate distraction for Iran just to finish off the nuclear program? I saw quotes from David Albright. He believes they're weeks away. And why would we let them get within weeks? We wouldn't. Why would Israel get them within weeks? We wouldn't. Is that why you put Hamas to put together this horrific act? I mean, early reports had Iran was training them in Lebanon. Those just kind of disappeared. And they're not going to disappear with me. Do you think this could be it?
I think there is definitely something to this. The reason that Iran has so many terrorist proxies and has built this network is to try and keep Israel and the United States off balance. Hezbollah's express reason for being in Lebanon is to aim hundreds and thousands of rockets at Israel so that if Israel was to strike Iran's nuclear program, Hezbollah would then launch rockets all across that nation. So they have set all of this up to try and deter Israel and the United States from taking a strike. And I'm afraid it's worked, especially since the President Biden, of course, took away all the Trump-era sanctions. And so they've made progress on their nuclear program. We like to call it, you know, they're just one turn of the screw away from being able to have weapons-grade uranium. The hard part of the uranium enrichment progress was going from zero to 60. Now they're upwards of 60% highly enriched uranium. The path to get from 60-something to over 90, which is weapons grade, is much easier. They've already done the hard part. So they're on the threshold of it all, and I think they're keeping us off balance so they can go nuclear when they're ready.
So I saw Secretary of State Blinken, if you could follow me. I'm not sure I buy into it, but I'll bounce it off you. Evidently, he's going to Saudi Arabia and talking to the prince, who still wants to continue with the Abraham Accords, even though they don't use it because Donald Trump used it. And they dropped the ball there, picked the wrong side. We know that. They set the whole mission back 2.5 years. But now they want to see if the prince will actually recognize Israel. In exchange, getting up to Netanyahu and say, will you recognize Saudi Arabia? Knowing that would divide his government. Netanyahu, if he ignores it, he looks bad on the world stage. And if he accepts it, he loses his government and maybe loses power. I wonder if what you think about that scenario.
I think that President Biden is continually trying to make Netanyahu look bad. I understand that he's a controversial prime minister and that people on the left and the right here in the United States look at him with great skepticism. But I don't think we ought to be trying to railroad Israel into a two-state solution just after the massive terrorist attack. It's almost as if we're rewarding Hamas and Iran and the Palestinians for sort of being complicit in this terrorist attack on October 7th. They need to slow it down. They need to give Israel the time and the space they need to prosecute this war against Hamas. After all, we, the United States, we wouldn't have been dictated to after 9/11 about how many al-Qaeda terrorists we could go after in Afghanistan. And I know it's unpopular with some members of Biden's base, but he ought to stand tall, give them more room to operate, right. And then over a longer period of time, if the Israeli government is willing to go for a two-state solution, then I think we take some steps in that direction. But I feel like Biden's trying to force the cart before the horse here and squeeze Netanyahu when I don't think that's the right play in a time of war.
Not only that, they sanction individual Israelis for their actions in the West Bank, as if they understand what's really going on in the West Bank. Bypassing the government, going after specific Israelis, is this a desperation to try to win back Muslim support, Arab support in your country that's bleeding from you in places like Michigan?
Definitely. He, I think, in his mind, when he thinks about his coalition in an election year, went whole hog in for Israel in the days after the attack. And then after we've sort of discovered just this latent anti-Semitism and we've seen the alacrity and passion from the anti-Israel left, Biden's tacking back in the other direction and looking for symbolic actions or real actions to say, hey, listen, I'm not in the tank for Israel. But you're exactly right. To go extra legal on Israeli citizens without even working with the Israeli government is something that we do to the Iranians, by the way. We don't do it to our friends and allies. Biden ought to be working this through the diplomatic process, maybe even uses it as some kind of leverage. But I'm really surprised he went this path, and I think this is going to resonate negatively ultimately.
So finally, Ukraine aid. It's stuck right now. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to link it with the border security. I know there's some sober Republicans understand we should be helping out Ukraine with weapons. Where does Michael Allen stand?
We need to be helping Ukraine with weapons because it's in our vital national interest. World wars start in Europe. If anyone had come to either of us or anyone in this business 4 or 5 years ago and said, if you could pay 2.5% of your annual defense budget to degrade Russia's army without an American soldier being involved and certainly not killed in action, we would have taken that deal. We would have thought it was a crazy deal. I hope the Senate, with or without border security, will pass the supplemental, and let's let the House consider it over time, and let's see what happens in the conflict. I don't want to put pressure. I hate jamming the House of Representatives, our fellow Republicans there, But this has got to get done at some point because Putin does not have the United States interests in mind. And I think we need to at least enable Ukraine to defend themselves for another year, and then we'll settle it. We have a presidential election coming up. The American people can choose which direction to go in, right. But I don't like leaving them downrange.
Absolutely not. 94 in the Budapest Agreement, we promised to file watch their back. I don't want to let another ally down. Michael Allen, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
1-866-408-7669. I'll be back with some of your calls and some of your poll numbers. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Not your poll numbers, but Trump and Biden's poll numbers. You know what I mean.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
When disaster hits and the power goes out, are you going to be one of the victims or are you going to be prepared? Traditional generators are noisy, stationary, and require expensive gasoline, making them potentially dangerous. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator from Four Patriots. Now when the power goes out, you'll be ready, using the endless free power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And unlike gas generators, the Patriot Power Generator is fume-free, portable, and completely silent, so it's perfectly safe to use indoors. And it never needs gas. Ever. Go to PatriotPower6.com to learn more. That's PatriotPower, the number 6.com. With the recent storms, we've had to double production to keep up with demand, so order now while we still have stock. Order today and we'll include a free solar panel plus free shipping. Go to PatriotPower6.com now. That's PatriotPower6.com.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. In October of 1994, 23-year-old Susan Smith alleged a black male carjacker kidnapped her two young sons. After a 9-day search, Smith revealed it was all a hoax, and she had killed her children. This week, State Representative Tommy Pope joins me to reflect on his prosecution of this infamous case in the year Susan Smith becomes eligible for parole. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Your favorite Fox News funny man, Jimmy Failla, has a new book, The Cancel Culture Dictionary.
How have we not gotten a game show spinoff called Wheel of Cancel?
No, it's not an actual dictionary. It's an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun.
The fact that we're defunding the joke police is a win for America.
With a collection of cancellations by the outraged mob, Jimmy Failla's Cancel Culture Dictionary.
Yo, what is going on in this country right now?
Order your copy of The Cancel Culture Dictionary now at FoxNewsBooks.com.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. In October of 1994, 23-year-old Susan Smith alleged a black male carjacker kidnapped her two young sons. After a 9-day search, Smith revealed it was all a hoax, and she had killed her children. This week, State Representative Tommy Pope joins me to reflect on his prosecution of this infamous case in the year Susan Smith becomes eligible for parole. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Your favorite Fox News funny man, Jimmy Failla, has a new book, The Cancel Culture Dictionary.
How have we not gotten a game show spinoff called Wheel of Cancel?
No, it's not an actual dictionary. It's an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun.
The fact that we're defunding the joke police is a win for America.
With a collection of cancellations by the outraged mob, Jimmy Failla's Cancel Culture Dictionary.
Yo, what is going on in this country right now?
Order your copy of The Cancel Culture Dictionary now at FoxNewsBooks.com.
We'll be right back.
show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
China just approved for Xi to be president for life, and Trump says, maybe we have to give that a shot someday.
Like, enough is enough. How do people ignore that?
I'm pretty sure he was joking.
Joking about being president for life.
Yeah. If you listen to the audio, everybody's laughing. They're clearly in on the joke.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you like Donald Trump?
No, I think there's a lot wrong with the guy. It's just this happens not to be one of those things.
I cannot believe I work with a Trump supporter.
What?
Just get out of here, Jenny.
I voted for Hillary.
No, Mom, I agree with what he said about Donald Trump. I just don't think it's appropriate to say it at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
That is Lou Perez. He's going to be on this weekend on One Nation. Very funny comedian. Does a lot of skits. You got to check him out. He's got the Lou Perez podcast, too. It's so true. I can't believe how much I watch other channels, and they don't realize when Trump was kidding or being sarcastic. I might stay forever. I might never leave. Donald Trump says if he's elected, he will never leave office. No, he was kidding when he said he's going to be a dictator. He said for one day to drill and to build a wall. Yes, he admitted to us he's going to be a dictator. What other proof do we need? What are you kidding? He was kidding.
You also buried the lead. Huh? He's going to be up on this show next hour.
Well, I know, but we usually don't bleed
we can from the 10 to the 11.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I never bleed 1 hour to the next.
We do the 10 to the 11.
Okay. But, you know, we'll put it this way. The last hour on St. Louis is the first hour, though, right? Yes.
No. This is the first hour in St. Louis right now, the 10, and they play the 11, then they play the 9. Everyone's getting behind-the-scenes stuff.
This
we can
is
do
amazing.
The 10 to 11.
Right. I'll tell you about the Christmas party next.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.